You know what? Those look like prison headphones.
I know. I like it because I don't like having the fucking thing over my ear when I'm doing
Draco the Ruler? Did Draco the Ruler rock the headphones or did he not? He didn't, huh?
I don't know. I can't remember.
The Ruler guy. I want that the best SA Latino rapper treatment.
You want me to look it up and see exactly how he was wearing
it? I seen him. He was right here hitting it. That's what I'm the best rapper. So, like, I want... Hey, those don't look that good either, though. Those are kind of... I want those ones.
What? Oh, the headphones.
I'll fucking rock these in. Come on. Let's rock it. Let's rock it out. Let's rock it out. Come on.
The funny move that sometimes people do is they'll have one of the headphones flip, so it'll be facing out.
But when you're in prison, let me tell you something. When you're in prison... Hey, when you're in prison, are we recording? That's good. When you're in prison, all people in jail know that when you got the CO20s, those are the best headphones. So you keep one ear out to the tier, and when you're keeping one ear out to the tier, you break the headphones. It cracks like that.
Oh, over time. So now,
those are the best speakers you can get, the CO20s. They sell them for 100 paper on the yard and shit. They be bumping it. But yeah, I got these goofy-ass headphones on and no jumper. On the game, I thought it was like this. I thought they were gonna give me some secret shit.
So what? Should we get some like Beats by Dre or something so you can be out here flexing?
No, you should hit up Apple and give me some AirPods and we'd be flying. Somebody let me borrow their AirPods. Nah, we good. I'll make whatever look fly.
That's the problem though. If we go wireless, there's a delay. So I'll say something, you won't hear it in the speakers for like an extra second.
I'm gonna get the views regardless. Let's run it up.
No, you will for sure. Lefty Gunplay going crazy.
On
what?
The shit, yeah.
So okay, let me ask you that. How did you end up taking over the city in such a short period of time?
Man, I went to jail, and I've been in jail for a long time, and my dream has always been to like rap and like become famous and just do it for it. I seen myself like that. Everybody always told me that. So this time, I don't want to speak on too much about jail, but I was sitting for some shit, dog, and my biggest regret when I was sitting in a cell was not fucking going to going to jail for a long time and not following my dream and chasing my dream. It kills me to think that. So now, like, I'm okay with that. I got signed to OTR. I got a fat-ass OTR chain. I got a Benzo. Like, I'm from the hoods. I'm still in the hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got money now. I got $1,000 in my pocket, $2,000, whatever it is. But not chasing my dream. And I finally did, and I did it. It's like, now what's next? I did the gangbang. Want to see how I could go with the gangbang? Made it to the top. Cool. Now, rapping, made it to the top, cool, boring. Now what? Porn's next. Fuck it. I got an OnlyFans and two and all that shit, but it's like, I get tired of it. It's like, fuck it, what's next, dog? You know what I'm saying? It's just like whatever environment I'm stuck in, but now I'm just so locked in with the rap. I just want to be better than everybody, and I am better than everybody. In my mind, I'm better than every Latino rapper that there is right now. I give respect to where it's at, but I'm the hardest right now. In L.A. and San Gabriel Valley, everybody's bumping the gun.
Who else
man.
Is in the conversation of the top L.A.
King
Mexican
G.
rappers
King
right
Little
now?
King Little G. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about California, dog. King Little G.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who else, dog? Lefty Gunplay, dog. Lefty Gunplay, man. I'm the best, dog. Why wouldn't No Jumper's the best, right? On a game, this is the best media site.
I mean,
you know
hey.
It. Don't act humble.
I mean, hey.
Don't
a lot of people
humble.
Would say.
Don't act humble. Hey, that's what people say about me.
That's what I'm saying, for sure.
You know what, though? Comments be... I do read the comments. Whenever I get high...
Me too, all of them.
I read the comments. I be like, oh, yeah. I'm going to smoke this fool, smoke this. But the comments be trolls and shit, haters.
It pains me when there's too many comments
probably
and I can't read them
probably
all.
Probably some chaffa rapper making a fake Instagram and he's fucking on drugs and he's probably following on... Because they got zero followers, but they're just following, like, just talking shit. Like, I got like 1,000 people blocked on my IG on the gang and I still got 45,000. I went up from like 5,000, 6,000 and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just a trip. The fame, dog. It becomes cool, dog. But once you start getting all them pictures and shit, like, damn, dog.
What pictures?
Just when you walk into a spot, like, hey, Lefty, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? It's cool. I wanted that, but this is like, now, damn.
But I know how you're feeling because you're in the CVS and you feeling like, does this guy who's looking at me, does he want to take a photo or is this guy about to try to run up on me and do something, right? I could imagine that's hard to balance for someone like you.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. Hey, he confused me because he said CVS, huh? That's a. I'm not even gonna talk about that.
Who's CVS? That's a gang or something?
No. I'll say it right now. I don't give a fuck. I'm finding some hot shit, and that's it. And fucking.
Oh, did something happen in the CVS?
Supposedly.
Oh, that was a good guess on my part. My bad. Okay, let's switch it up. Walgreens.
You're good. Hey, no. And no, it was a Walgreens. And but supposedly. But that's not. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna change the subject. Hey, no. Same shit. CVS, Walgreens. They're
each Rite other. Aid, that's all the same shit.
No. Yeah, hell yeah. No, you good. You the boy, dog. I respect you, dog. I think we're going to get along. You
know oh, yeah, for sure, man.
I mean, this is the first of very many, dog.
I love that idea, but we just got
to
get
you. You got to tap in with the essays, man. Okay. I see a lot of shout-outs to the blacks, man, but what's up with the Mexicans, man? It ain't L.A. without Mexicans on the game. I'm glad that I'm one of the first ones to do it. I haven't seen an essay on here. What's the last essay you had?
That's a good question. We used to have Duno as a host on here.
Lefty Gun played. That's all that matters.
Now we got Lefty Gun play. Gun, man. You know Duno, though, right?
Yeah, he came to my hood the other day.
Right. He used to be a host on here.
Yeah.
He had to dip out. He couldn't take the heat.
Yeah, he's super Mexican.
Yeah, is he? Super Mexican. What's his
You're
version?
You're Mexican, too, though. Why they got you on that list, man?
I did. I seen that list.
That's cool. He came out on that list, man. You right there right next to me in a couple other essays and shit.
That's what I was saying. I'm like the only white guy on this list.
You know how many comments that were negative and I went erasing them and shit? So I hope if I say some dumb shit, you erase that shit. I was backing you up.
Oh, for real? Oh my God, I love that.
I was playing overtime and shit.
I need censors on my team, yeah.
Nah, there's a lot of haters though, but you wouldn't get where you're at without. It's too many people to block and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this Adam 22, dog. He got a million followers. Like, Lefty Gunplay. I got 50,000 in 30 days.
What time did you wake up this morning?
You know what, actually, I don't sleep, but hey, last night I went to sleep and shit. We were at the studio working all night, and OTR be working me like a dog, homie, like that right. Motherfucking record label, like, where you at? Like, man, I just got home, I'm picking you up, like, where we going to? You know, take me straight to the studio, get up in there, like, get it, motherfucker. Like, damn, they be working the shit out of me and shit. They really make me rap. They don't want to kick it with me. I'm rapping right now. I'm really, really rapping every single day. I got some bangers. The one thing I just trip about OTR is just like when you sign with a label, you're not as consistent with your music as you were when you were independent. So one thing about me, when I was just with my homie King Cash, shout out to King Cash, he's from my hood. He my manager. He got a million views. Hey, but look, it's you're not able to be consistent and drop videos whenever you want. You got to wait on the label's time. Me, right. I'll post whenever the fuck I want. But now since I'm on but I see the strategic strategy, but it's like, man, put the foot on these motherfuckers' necks and shit. Show them the new shit I got. I got shit in the chamber that's way harder than all the shit that I got. They call me Will Chamberlain in the hood because I got shit in the chamber for days. But, yeah, I haven't slept. I've been working all day.
I thought that metaphor was going to go a different way. You know, Will Chamberlain fuck like the most bitches of anyone ever, right?
My boy, that's my cousin. I fuck all the bitches in the SUV.
Oh, really?
If that bitch is bad and she stays in the San Gabriel Valley and not even fuck her, she's lying. Really? And I'm not talking about an older 40. Not. The 40-year-olds, too. There's some bad 45-year-olds. Dead homies are in. Shout out to them.
Right.
But, like, the baddest little ghetto bitches, like, I fucked them. I really been fucking models before the rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just love, like, the active, like, essay. Like, this is what I do and shit. Fuck all the comments, all you fucking weird-ass fools. I fuck all you hoes, dog, from the SUV. And I still fuck you hoes again.
By the time they're in their 40s, they should probably be making babies.
By the time they're in their
40s, right?
They got 5 kids already, dog. Yeah, they got 5 kids, and that's just whoop. But the titties are still fake. Yeah. The ass is still fake.
Yeah.
The tummy tuck's still there.
That's a new lease on life.
You know what I'm saying?
You take a 40-year-old mom, give her some titties and ass.
Hey, dog,
good as new.
Dog, I don't know if shout out to all the women out there. There's beautiful women out there, man, in the San Gabriel Valley. SUV got hoes, dog.
Yeah.
They say San Fernando Valley got all the hoes. I never seen it.
I'm not going to lie. One of your music videos kind of motivated me to beat my meat.
Which one?
You had two Mexican bitches with fake asses car right next to you. I was feeling it.
I fucked both of them.
Ugh, I figured.
On the set.
I figured.
You want one? I'll
right
hook
there.
You up on the set.
My guy. I'm going to tap in with you, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You see how I do it? Look, check it out, dog.
So hey, you'd pass me some hoes?
Real rhino, baby. Dead homies. You know how I roll. Every time, fuck a honey pack. We with that rhino shit. Plug me in, baby. I pop a rhino every motherfucking time I fuck. If I don't got a rhino, I ain't fucking.
That shit really helps?
That shit, motherfucker. It's in my mind. It helps.
Wow, really?
I'll pull open the curtain like, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? But like,
your room has a curtain in it?
No, the bathroom curtain when I'm in the shower. Like, you know what I'm saying? The bitch will be in the room and shit. Like, where you at in the restroom? Lighting it. What you doing? Jutting hell? Nah. Letting the rhino kick in. Take a shower. She's in my head. For like, some of them don't work. Some of them do, dog. But like, that's just making me broke. But like, I could fuck without it. All these people, he's too young to fuck. He can't get it up. All these hoes, I beat that shit up, dog. With a rhino, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got pornos with low budget ass stars on my phone. Just like, I make shit all the time, dog. I got an OnlyFans, but I never uploaded shit.
Okay, wait. But so is there anything on your OnlyFans?
I don't know how to upload shit. Maybe you could help me out with that.
Probably.
And we'll split that credit and we'll sell every picture for a grip.
But I don't got to give a chunk to OTR because they own your music.
I'll break
shit.
Them. I'll break them off myself.
They're not invested in your porn shit.
That. I'm serious about that. My mom even told me to. Hey, shout out to my mom.
They want to negotiate. Okay.
Shout out to my mom. She told me to. Blueface got an OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but I don't think he's piping on there. Lil Pump's f***ing on OnlyFans.
Is he really?
Think
who's
so.
Lil Pump, though, on the gang? I say it. Who's Lil Pump, though? We from L.A. Like, he's cool. he know, like, I listen to L.A. rap. L.A. Blacks, L.A. Mexicans. I listen to Drummer Boy. I listen to Conrad from the app. I listen to Jap 5, Treyway 6, X4 the Mac Lord, Draco the Ruler.
That's a good list right there.
Lefty Gunplay. Yeah. So, you know, like. Fuckers like that, that's the music I listen to. Chito Ranas, that's the shit I listen to. I don't listen to that. And Chito Ranas ain't first, but he acting like, you know, he out here in L.A. Like, that's the shit I listen to. I don't listen to that other. Where's Lil Pump from? I don't even give
Florida,
a
fuck. Miami.
Area. My dad lives in Florida, matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, Florida Food State posting me and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are they from L.A. or they from Florida? I don't give a fuck. Never Ooh. Mind. That's a Florida Foods.
Oh, just Florida Foods.
Hey, shout out Florida Foods. They support the fuck out of me, dog.
Okay, but I'm going to hit you with a scenario. Crip Mac was about to start going crazy on OnlyFans, but then he sort of realized at a certain point that certain Crips would not be okay with him doing that as a gangbanger. Does that exist in the Mexican community?
Man, you know what, dog? I never really looked into that, and that's crazy that they did it. But like,
gotta
it.
Go the higher ups.
As long as people are getting a bag out of it, then that's all that matters. Fool, like, what's wrong with me doing porn?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Is that I'm not allowed to do porn? Or what?
But like, I don't know. What if like the OGs said it wasn't cool? They didn't think it was player for a gang member to be doing that.
Yeah, you know what? Then I'll fucking have to, you know, go about that accordingly, dog. You know what I'm saying? My politics are different, dog.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But like, I really want to do. I really would. Honestly, I'm not playing. I would do porn. I really would do porn. I'll hoes on porn, and I really think I'll get hoes on porn. But yeah, you know what? You're right. You looked at it a different way. I might have to, you know, see what's up. But yeah, our shit's way different. Way different, and I ain't playing with that shit, man. Next question. On a set. Dang.
I like it. Okay. Can we go back a little bit to the beginning? I want to know what it was like for you coming up. Baldwin Park, right?
Yeah, I'm from Baldwin Park. In short, they call it bowling.
I love the way that you say it. Baldwin Park. It's like every syllable just gets condensed together.
Yeah, Baldwin Park. You know what I'm saying? I got a high school diploma. I know how to talk and shit. It's Baldwin Park. For short, they call it bowling.
But you just say it's so fucking gangster.
Baldwin Park. I'm from Baldwin Park. Bottle KHA gang. Yeah.
What's KHA stand for?
Kings Have Arrived.
Okay.
Kings Have Arrived.
And so you as a young dude, though, like,
we terrorize shit in my area.
What was the lifestyle like for you growing up?
If you say, hey, all these comments, if you say you never heard about K Chain, you live in the SUV, you asleep under a fucking rock. All right, now next question. Okay, what were you saying?
They're under a rock. Nah. So growing up,
Patrick the Star.
What was the house like that you grew up in?
Man, I grew up in the ghetto side of Baldwin Park, Francisquito and Puente. It's the hub of the city. It's called Baldwin Park. Baldwin Park in the SUV is the middle. But you know what? Not only that, dog, I want to shed a little bit of limelight to Baldwin Park and not just be so negative and talk shit about the city, because the city was cool, dog. The city was cool, dog. There's a lot of like families and Mexican community and just raza and Latinos, and just we're just so like Latino community is just so like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just Latinos are just like, it's a different vibe. Like, they're just really embracing. Like, I walk down the street and all my neighbors fucking love me. I walk down the street, the neighbors will tell me, hey, Frankie, that's my name, Frankie. Ahí está la policía. They tell me the cops are there. Like, Frankie, what's up, man? When I got arrested the other day for some bullshit, the neighbors all came up to the fucking cop car. They're nosy. They're metiches. That's one thing about Latinos. They're nosy. They're nosy as fuck. But they came to the car and they prayed for me, like, mijo, you gotta give your life to God, and start praying to God. Like, man, I was like, that time I was like, man, fuck that, dog. Like, what's he doing for me? You know, as until recently, it's a random subject, like J.I. Banz, like, that's my boy J.I. Banz. Shout out to Dino, all West Side Verdugo, all Dino and all them dudes like out there. He's my boy, dog. And like, he just made me see shit from a different type of angle. He got baptized. He said he started believing in God and shit started going his way. And that's what my grandma and Latinos do a lot and shit. So I really like, I fell off of it, but I started praying to God and shit started going well.
You know, right, because saying? You said you started to lose faith in Jesus Christ while you were locked up, right?
Yeah, but it's crazy how everything has just been falling and play the way that I... You know what? I was in jail with Jap 5.
Yeah.
He was my celly.
Everybody who goes through the county got stories about being around Jap 5.
But he was my celly for a long time.
Oh, really?
I could tell you that. Me and Jap are dogs.
What's his character? What do you think of him?
Solid? Hey, dog. Hey, biggest... You know what I'm saying? Chicago Bulls on his back, big old 8-star in his stomach and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a rapper, he was a rapper. Like, hey, you meant the essay. Like, for the essays, like, oh yeah, Lefty Gunplay. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like being called a rapper. F- the rap. You know, real gun clapper, lefty gunplay for a reason. But nah, Jap 5 is another one of the reasons why lefty gunplay started rapping. Really? I was with Jap and Yard, and the Hoodahs would put us together. Not Yard.
What's a Hoodah?
The cops, the COs, the sheriffs right there would put me in the yard with Jap 5 at the same time. Real shit. Ask him so we could talk. And we'll sit there yard and we'll chop it up and we'll just talk. You know what I'm saying? He'll play with the blacks and I'll do pull-ups with them essays. And there's only one pull-up bar and like 800 for us. So we'll use the same pull-up bar. Me and Japanese would just talk for 8 months. Mm. Just every other day and shit. And Japanese was like, you know, you really got to take that rap shit serious, dog. Like, you hard. But he taught me, you need to do it by yourself first to know that you can do it on your own. Fuck a feature. I don't want a feature. If the dude ain't popping, ain't benefiting me, I don't want a feature. I don't take that small 1,000, 2,000, 1,000. I'd rather be broke. I don't want no features. You know what I'm saying? You got to come with a bag. You want a feature with me. But Jap told me, and I did it by my own, and I got the views on my own, and I listened to everything that he told me because Jap's hard. Mm. Japanese is hard, and I'm just really, like, telling my... A lot of my influence from my rap, I get from Japanese.
I haven't heard anybody talk down about him. Everybody, even the people that don't fuck with him on a street level, they all... Show respect to him.
Nah, Jap is just Jap's another trip, dog. Jap's just cool, dog. He's just like, you know what I'm saying? He be tripping though, too.
But what's the divide between you and him as cellmates when you're Mexican? Like, there's certain things that can't happen, right?
No, this is how it happens, dog. Okay, but he carries himself like an essay. I carry myself like the way that he carries himself. There's certain blacks in jail. Shout out to the blacks. And they know what's up. When you're in L.A. County in the old county jail, you know what I'm saying? How you settle with a black? No, when you're in L.A. County in the old county jail, it's so packed, they throw you in the four-man cells. Mm. So you're in a four-man cell. There's four people in that cell. He could be white. He could be black. He could be Asian. They throw you in a four-man cell. So if you're fly, they'll pick you up. Savvy 3 was in there. Jap 5 was in there. Savvy. You know what I'm saying? Lefty Gunplay was in there. Like, they got us all in a four-man cell. So he pulled me to the cell. You know what I'm saying? And then we were on the 800 floor together. And 800, every time I go to visit, he'll be like, hey, what's up, Kings? On the game. He'll go right there with his kids. You know, they were all Jap's kids were all jewelry the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I'll go to visit. I'm telling my bitch, like, hey, that's Jap 5 right there. She'll be like, what the fuck? Like, Blueface went to visit in the county, too. Shout out to motherfucking D-Loke and Zilla from Schoolyard Crip on the gang. Blueface went there. They shut the whole L.A. County visit down.
Who was Blueface visiting?
His cousin.
And so when people visit, you can all just, like, see who's coming through to visit and shit?
I mean, he was so superstarred out, I guess they shut the whole shit down.
You're, like,
down.
Hearing about it from everybody else and shit?
No, because D-Loke, his cousin, was in my dorm.
I do know D-Loke.
He's my boy.
Yeah.
He's dark as
great
fuck.
Great man.
Yeah, he got the lips right here.
Freaky Loke, we called him.
Yeah, that's his bodyguard right here from the hood. That's my boy, dog. He's back up in there. I was just with him right now. I just left him, like, 30 days ago. He's on the 700 for a real hitter. I'm really up in jail.
He's been doing some bodyguard work most of the times
I've
been around
him. Yeah, that's the boy. He a big boy though. D-Log.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He be like, "Scoop."
That's what they do. On the that's set. The sound effect.
That's the shit.
That.
Yeah, that's the shit. All, my homies, we go K-Ha.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the homies do. What the fuck is this shit? Some fancy shit? It didn't catch my attention.
It's a an ashtray. It says Lottie Biscotti on it, actually. It's Juice World's ex-girlfriend.
That's my dad's name.
Lottie? I can't. Why do we still have a Lottie Biscotti? Assuming this weed brand didn't really go that far. Hey, no offense.
Hey, Lottie Dottie Dottie, guess who shot up the party?
Ooh, no. You did. I heard. That's how you ended up in jail, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Hey, real shit. Yeah. I got convicted of that. Some bullshit at a party.
What happened at that party?
I went with my homegirl. I got you cash. I'm not saying this is stupid. I went with my homegirl to a flower party. Some shit happened. Supposedly some shit happened. They gave me 13 years with 85 for fucking shooting at a party. They dropped it, a discharge of a firearm, and I did 13 years with 85%, and I got sent to Wasco State Prison. From Wasco State Prison.
Just discharge. Nobody got hit?
Nobody got hit.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No, nobody got hit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hey, but... So I went to Pelican Bay and I did 9 years, dog. Like, I said the whole shit on indicted. And motherfuckers, like, my politics is different. Like, I don't like talking about jail, but I could say why I got busted. Yeah, I did 9 years. I really did 9 years.
And what age were you when this situation went down?
18 years old. Yeah, 18 years old. I got out when I was 26.
And you got sentenced like almost immediately?
Oh, because it was a sweet deal. My dad got me a lawyer. My dad straight up, like, he got me a lawyer and shit. He's a stockbroker. He live in Florida. He don't f- with my mom no more. He living his own life and shit. But yeah, he got me a lawyer. They knew shit was hitting the fan, and they got me a lawyer, and they told me to sign ASAP, because if I didn't sign, shit was gonna get worse. So right away, I signed for 13 years with 85%. I got the paperwork on my pad. Real solid. Went to Pelican Bay. I was on the AR. I went to Wasco State Prison. Wasco reception. I went to Corcoran Shoe, 482 right. At 18 years old, 19, that shit was cold, man. Just the shit I've been through is just like, what the fuck, motherfuckers would have folded. You know what I'm saying? Just, I've been through some shit, dog. I really have been through some shit. So, like, if you don't like my story, or motherfuckers out there listening, like, you're not happy to see me win, you're a fucking weirdo, dog. Because I've been through some fucking shit, and I'm solid, and I never told in my life. I never, you know, I never froze up in my life. Stay solid, still down for the cause. You know what I'm saying? Still down for the homies. Still all about the hood. Still in the ghetto. And it's fun. I'm just so institutionalized. It's hard to break about that shit. But yeah, You know what I'm saying? I did a gang of that was my whole shit. But I don't regret it, Adam. I don't. I really don't. Imagine you doing 9 years from 18 to 26. You wouldn't be that stupid to go do what I did, though. But well, 18
it
to 20,
anybody, right?
Your life could change just like that.
Because I'm sure you didn't go out that night thinking that you were going to let that shit off, right?
My boy, I go out every night thinking I'm going to let that shit off. Back then, that homie's gun, man. Like, that's how we do it, dog. Like, I go out there every night looking for some shit to let off.
So at that time, it's not like this was some crazy mistake some extreme shit happened. Like, you were going into situations.
At that point in time in my life, I was looking for shit. Yeah. Every night, I was looking for trouble. You look for trouble, you're going to find shit. I was on the block every single night, tweet the fuck out, dog. Drunk as fuck on every drug, burn it up, looking for ops. Every night, that's what gangbanging is. Every night, I'm just hoping to find shit like that. And then when it does hit you, it's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But it just happens so fast. It's just a blur, dog. It's just like, I don't even, like, it's crazy, fool. Because, like, now I'm 27, 28. And it's just like, what the fool? Like, that shit just happened so quick. Like, there was all my 20s. And I wouldn't want to grow up and be working at Petco or fucking go to Cal State Fullerton or fucking work at FedEx. I'd rather do that 9 years in the Bay and come home and be a famous gangbanger.
So you'd rather do 8 years at Pelican Bay than 8 years at Petco?
And be who I am right now.
Mm.
Yes, sir. I really would. Because it gave me a lot of clutch. It gave me things. I'm looking at you in the eyes. I touch you in the eyes. Motherfuckers don't do that. I shake your hand like that. I keep it respectful. But motherfuckers out here aren't respectful like that. Like, just people out here take your kindness for a weakness. It's a trip. Prison gives you good manners and good clutch. There's a lot of good people in there.
It's fucked up, but the truth is that in order to get respect in a lot of different communities, going to prison or putting in work, quote unquote, you kind of got to do that to get respect from certain
and
people,
to me,
right?
In a Latino community, yeah, you do have to do that to have like a say so, and that's like just the man, though. Like I said before in my other interviews, like where I was from, dog, I played football, Bonpur High School and shit like that. Like, I played baseball my whole life, and just nobody gave a fuck. Everybody in my area is just all about the gangs in the city and the real prideful in the city. So just, I seen my homies right there just posted up and like, I'm going to be from here. You know what I'm saying? I started, you know, just, it's just a trip how it all, I always trip out in the mirror when I look at myself and I'll be like, I imagine myself without none of my tattoos. Some guy put it to myself, like, imagine yourself with no tattoos. Like, who are you? Like, you know, when I was in jail, like, motherfuckers don't understand, like, who the fuck are you, dog? Like, what the fuck are you doing in life? Like, what's your purpose? You know what I'm saying? Have you figured that out? You know what I'm saying? Like, some do, some don't. If it is to be, it's up to me. I could do whatever I want. I could move this. I could bounce. I could leave, shake your hand. I could do whatever the fuck I want. It's on you, dog. A fool's mind dances on the tip of his tongue. First impressions is everything. Just shit like that. Just keep, we don't beat women. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, just stuff like that. Just good manners that people taught me. Like, never keep nothing bottled inside. If it bothers me, I'm going to let you know, because I'm not going to go to sleep like a little bitch knowing that I didn't tell you on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Just shit like that. Just the way the Sureños get down, the way the Southsiders, my homies, my people, my hood gets down, it made a man and raised a man out of me, dog. Like, I never had a father figure. I had my grandma and my mom in prison raised me. I learned how to shave in there, dog.
How to shave while you were locked up?
Yeah, I first started. Yep,
what do you have to use to shave in there? It's a little more.
You get a little orange razor and shit, but now on the level 4 yards, they give you the fucking the Norelcos, the machine and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, and if yeah, but yeah, I learned how to shave in there. Like,
but they're just not concerned about you making a weapon out of that.
I mean, shit, that's on them, you know. Two each is his own. If they want to make a weapon out of it, make a weapon, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, yeah. So when you were young, growing up in this environment.
Hey, rest in peace, Money Sign Sway. I just see my shirt, man.
Rest in peace to Sway.
Yeah, homies, rest in peace, the ruler.
That's
roll bounce
fact
on my face. You see my face, roll bounce?
Holy shit, that's what that's for?
Roll bounce
God
on my face like my name was Draco. I'm on the fucking block like a fucking Lego. Stephanie's pussy, low key, that shit was fuego.
Who's Stephanie?
Some badass bitch from Whittier, where the bitches be prettier. I fell in love with that bitch. She popped all the tires of my Benzo. Stupid bitch, that my tires are still pop, ho.
She popped the tires on your car?
Yeah, she popped all the tires of my whip. That bitch, she got a fat ass booty, though. She dig, dog. She was my bitch. I miss that bitch. Fuck all the hoes that are looking at like, dude, who's, man, Stephanie, dog. T-Baby 562, shut that bitch out on the set. She work at a, I ain't gonna say what she work at, but that bitch popped all my tires, dog, ho.
When I look at you,
because it was good.
I want you to understand something.
The dick was good.
When I look at you, I believe it. When I look at you, I'm seeing like
No. When you look at me, hey, look. When you look at me, you see little Adam.
You're right. I see how much fun I could be having in life if I didn't have all these fucking responsibilities and shit. Because you seem like you're out here getting loaded, getting random pussy, driving around to random areas, getting random pussy,
getting money,
picking up bags,
stacking up paper.
And man, set.
I'm running up a bag from like Tuesday to Tuesday.
Getting a little FOMO.
All these bitches that I fucking hit their fucking Gucci on the game. Who's getting FOMO? I'm gonna FOMO. I don't smoke no weed.
Huh?
What'd you say? Get a little FOMO. What the fuck is
fear
that?
Fear of missing out.
I never heard that in my
life. FOMO.
Kill that shit. It didn't fly. That shit ain't catching. That shit look. It sound like FOMO. Whoever taught you that one, don't do that one.
Where FOMO.
Where they say that at Green Bay?
But you never Wisconsin? Felt fear of missing out. I'm gonna give you an example.
You know what? I'll say it like this.
Did you have a phone in prison?
I live my life to the fullest. I don't care about tomorrow. I care about today and living life in the moment. And just, I'm smarter now. I know that I got shit going on for myself. I'm not out there riding around trying to shoot shit. No, I know I got shit going on for myself. But every single day, I live to the fucking fullest.
I believe.
I don't care about tomorrow. Tomorrow. When I woke up this morning, I said, fuck, I got no jumper. I'm like, no jumper, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told this fool, come pick me up and come get me to go here, because this is the biggest interview that I've done. Dead homies, honestly, this is the biggest interview. But I was like so fucking faded last night, and just I did a video with Crook One.
Okay.
Shout out to Crook One, dog. He got 227,000 followers. We did a video last night, and I was just like, I was so high, and like, honestly, fool, like, on a gang, I was coming down, dog. On a set, I was coming down, I was drunk, and I was just like, I told my mom, hey, mom, get the fuck out the restroom, dog. I got no jumper today. Motherfucker, on a set. Go get me.
What were you doing last night?
I was fucking hoes. Nah, no puro pedo. I got a girl. Nah, I don't got a girl. I don't got a girl. I'm single. I'm big single. Hey, you know what, fool? On the game, I'm fucking badass bitches, dog.
You should be single at this point.
I'm not for everybody, dog. I'm the baddest hoes, dog. And you bitches that are tripping, your homegirls up in the DM too, dog. Famous gangbanger. I've been amazing though.
All those years behind the walls where you were just dreaming about all these hoes. Exactly. Now you're out. You gotta live it up.
Exactly.
You can't lock your shit up.
You
yet.
Know what? That's what I tell these bitches. Like, how the fuck am I for everybody when, you know what I'm saying, not a Dirty Mac and Mario. That's Mario.
That's, you
know,
what the girls song? Tell you. You're for everybody.
You should let me love you. Let me. Baby, don't get it. You enjoy being. He's Dirty Macing another fool. Mm. He's hating on the other dude. So that's a hater song. But
a lot of R&B is basically that, right? It's just Dirty Macing. Boy,
I got that R&B Latino shit. You should hear my new shit. Man, where my phone at? I wish I could play my new. Yeah. I got it right here on my shit. Hey, I'm hard, dude. With the shit they got on the internet. Is like I said, dog, I want them to post my fucking new shit. I got shit with Zosama. I got shit with Jab Dance. I got shit with Phoenix Flexing. I got shit with who else I got shit with? Memo the Mafioso. That's the boy right there. Shout out to Memo, dog. You know what I'm saying? Young
Drummer
Dopey.
Boy.
Who else? Drummer Boy, too. Young Drummer Boy. Who? King Lil G. Shout out King Lil G, man. He the best, man, on the set.
Nah, man. Like, so that's how, from
what's
my perspective.
What's up, my boy? You got a face tat? Where you from? No. Hey, what the fuck made you get that face tat, dog?
Which one?
It looked like your whole face is blasted right here on the side, though.
Does it?
You're trying to hide it.
You can't see nothing.
No, that's the new shit. That's that fly shit. I got to get older with the times. See the shirt you're wearing?
Yeah.
My manager, my owner, whatever, Cash and Solis from OTR, they took me to this one place, right? Switch Studio. Shout out Switch Studio. They got me flying shit. But I was like, why do all the shirts look faded?
Yeah.
They're brand new. But they look faded.
That's
vintage.
The new wave, right? Yeah. It's supposed
clicked,
to look old.
I never click. Why?
I don't know.
Why is it supposed to look old?
I don't know. Shout out to my boy, Antoine Dixon, his skater.
Oh, that's my boy, Antoine Dixon.
You know
Dixon.
Him? Yeah.
The black guy.
Yeah, he sent me some shirts and
Antoine
some
Dixon
shoes.
Been doing it for a long time.
Shout out Stray. That's the company he's sponsored
shout
by.
Shout out to TK,
yeah.
Dog. Terry Kennedy. Hopefully, tattoo me. We'll make some ice cream shit. I'll bring that motherfucker back.
You know, TK caught a body, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, never mind. Shout out to
him. He's going to be locked up for a minute.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Free TK, man.
I just saw a video of a fool getting smacked up in Long Beach at the Cherry Skate Park, and that was the skate park where Terry Kennedy first learned to kickflip.
And how bad did he get smacked up, though?
You want to see this? It's
yeah, come on. Let me see it.
I got to show you this.
You know I got a skate park in my park, right? You know how to skate?
I ride bike.
Can you drop in from the half pipe?
You know
the bikes, they kick them off the skate park.
I know.
Get the fuck out of here, losers.
Look at this shit. This is one of the funniest videos I've seen.
Look. Oh, for sure.
Watch how many times this fool gets slapped.
Oh, that fool got bitch slapped the fuck out of him.
But it keeps going.
Put the strap on, motherfucker. Hey, Cass, look at this fool, dog. Oh, he wanted more? He feels like a bitch already. Dick, he got slapped the like a, I never seen nobody get bitch slapped like that.
I never seen it like
Cash,
that, right?
Look.
Skate park be like that, man.
And he got sprung off the dick. He wanted more. Dog, once you get slapped like that one time and you don't do shit, just walk away. Walk the other way. Don't go walk for more.
I gotta know what this shit's about.
Let me follow the dude that slapped him.
Because it seems like they're arguing about a girl or something.
I don't know. It seems like they're arguing. He slapped the shit. Good slaps. He be slapping bitches up, huh? Hey, no, that pimp hand is strong, homie. That 4-5. I hit him with the 4-5. 4-5 on the set. Damn. You know he's a bitch. I would have slapped him one time, but he came around for more.
Right.
He asked for it. Like, he felt like a bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you a bitch, you would walk away, dog. That's it, dog. He slapped you. You're lucky he didn't smoke you.
Can I ask you?
You're going to walk away for more, and he got slapped up again.
Let me ask you this.
Let me follow the guy that did it, though. We won't get him in the video.
I wish he was tagged. Growing up,
I know him.
What was your perspective on the streets and the whole gang thing? Was that like a certainty that you were going to get involved in that?
Why do you got color tattoos? I never liked that
shit.
What
tattoos?
They're color, though.
Color. Oh, yeah. I thought you said cutter tattoos.
No, that's. Have you ever been to LA County Jail?
No. Trying to dodge that shit.
You are gonna dodge that shit, dog. We're on another level, though. Hey, I just tripped on that shit. I never liked color tattoos.
Yeah,
I never did. But it's a different vibe, though.
It's definitely a different vibe.
It really is, though.
I'm not gonna lie. The black and white look a little more gangster. Yeah.
No, it does. Look.
Oh yeah. See, here we go. What is that?
Gang shit, dog.
What's that in the center?
All I gotta say is, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
So this is some Southside shit that I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. If you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't.
I don't know.
And you see my back?
They'll probably fill me in. Yeah, let's see the back too.
I think I got better tattoos than you, man.
Probably.
We'll ask Ink Magazine. They'll do a thing on this. We'll bet on it. We'll put a post on it, and it should go viral.
You want me to plug you with Ink? I can do that.
No, I
want
to do a post. Who got better tattoos, me or you, and let the people vote.
Oh, we should take our shirts off for the photo later.
Yeah.
We should take our shirts off right now.
Come on. Do it. Run it up. Dog, are you bigger than me? I think my chest is bigger than you. Hey, no. I want to know.
I got hella chest hair right now.
Fuck it then.
Like,
I just
way too much. Look at that.
My boy, bitches don't give a damn. Never mind. That motherfucker could look like my dad, fool, on the set. You could be my dad, fool.
No, I was in the club the other day with a bunch of porn stars. They all touching my fucking chest hair. They all going crazy.
Them bitches are trying to touch because they want the clout. That's Adam 22, dog. Man. They don't like that shit.
No, because they don't like it because the male porn stars.
Is your dick hairy, really, man? That's all I want to know, dog.
Oh, I shaved it today.
That's right, dog. We stay shaved.
I
got
to do porn in like 2 days, so I shaved it today.
Do you ever do the design?
In my dick?
Yeah. Little square?
A square, like square pubes?
No, just like little square, get lost with it, leave a little bit back. I do.
I don't get that technical with it.
No, I don't do no landing strip. I'm talking about just a little square, like chewing a belly growing back.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Bitches love that shit. They told me they do.
Did you ever have an Edgar?
I got an Edgar cut or Edgar
Did
on my
Did you ever had one?
In jail?
No, not on your dick.
Like on my head? What I got right now, I'm a gangbanger.
Yeah, what do you call this haircut? Because you were saying they fucked it up in your other
hey,
interview.
No. Hey.
I kind of like your haircut.
Hey, you know what? Hey.
I don't know what the
Let me
call
say
it,
shit.
Though.
No, hey, no, palabra. Hey, I'm a certified stepper, homie. Dead homies. This is a real certified stepper haircut. I don't got no Edgar. I don't fuck with that bullshit. That shit is dumb. Who started that shit? The SGV?
I don't know.
That shit is stupid.
Who did start the Edgar?
All the little kids that got that Edgar, cut that shit off. Y'all making this look stupid.
That's a kid haircut?
I know it's the homies, dog, that are doing the little youngsters that are doing that shit. That shit not cool. Fuck an Edgar cut, dog. Cut that shit, a number one with a fade, a ball fade, and fly baby mamas know that shit's fly. All the baby mamas that are letting their kids do that, y'all stupid. Y'all letting it take over the world. That shit's dumb. Everybody got the dumbass Edgar cut. Thank
What's yours
God
called?
I don't got one. This is called a motherfucker. Hurry up and come to my paddock. I got no jumper tomorrow. I didn't get a haircut. Yeah, that's what that's called. It's the best barber in SUV, but that's what that's called. Like, hey, see these designs in my hair? I wouldn't do that in L.A. County Jail. I don't want to say too much about it, but I wouldn't do that in L.A. County Jail. I got tattoos on top of my head, too. Like, I'm loyal to my race. Like, I know what it is. I'm an SA. I'm a Mexican. I'm from L.A., and I love who the fuck I am, and I love my race, and that's that. I'm always going to be Latino, Mexican, SA, to the dome, homie, to the wheels fall off. That's what I am.
I don't know if you see it happening right now, but I feel like you are, like, quickly becoming one of the most popular celebrities in that sort of, like, Mexican L.A. community at this point. Like, your star has exploded at a pace that I never really seen before over the past couple weeks.
You want to know something, dog? Like, I seen it in my mind. Like, I seen these interviews happening. Like, I seen myself talking to you in my mind. Say I'm on drugs, whatever. I seen myself doing these interviews with you. I seen myself doing songs with Phoenix and Memo and Bravo the Bag Chaser. I seen myself getting all this money. I really did, dog. I really did, dog. Like, I really did. I'm not a fucking, like, regular ass dude. Like, in my mind, I'm the best rapper, and I am the best rapper. We're talking about right now, I'm the best SA rapper. You want a song with a Southsider, a Mexican, and you want to get LA and you another race, you're going to tap in with Lefty Gunplay. Because I'm booming right now, and I'm going to stay hot. I always wonder, like, until how long am I going to stay hot? Like, I'm very humble about all the people that support me. I try to engage with my fans as much as I can, but there's so many. I'm just blowing up so quick, but I've seen this happening. This shit is just regular, dog. I'm not amazed. I'm not shocked. Sometimes in the morning, I wake up and I trip out, but this is what I wanted. This is what I thought was the plan, and we're still keeping my foot and applying pressure on their necks, dog. Like, I'm putting the SUV on the map. I'm doing it for the Latinos. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the blacks. Shout out to the Asians. Shout out to the whites. You know what I'm saying? But I'm doing this for the Latino community, dog.
So you're telling me while you were locked up, you envisioned this rap career really shit did. Coming together?
This time, yes.
Were you working on the raps behind bars?
Yeah, I wrote all my songs in jail. High in jail. I did.
What were you high off?
Crystal, Garga, heroin, Spice. You know, even though it's banned, Spice, drunk.
Just whatever you get your hands on?
Man, I have my hands on everything.
How are you getting money for all that
real
shit?
Real stepper.
It's expensive in there, right?
Bitches.
Heroin?
I got bitches on deck. Yeah, I was strung
out. The bitches were providing.
I was strung out on heroin in there. On the gang, I really was. And bitches were paying for that shit. Dead homies. I'm like a car payment in there. You got me or what? Hey, let me tell you. If I ever got busted, I want to know, if I ever got busted, would you put money in my bush one time? One time. Honey. I mean, and not this interview's over.
But I just met you.
I'll give you
so,
100 right now. Yes. I'll give you the 100. Dog, we cool. We friends for life. Are you serious? You mean that?
Just don't make me go to your court date.
Why the hell would I make you go to my court date? You going to testify against me? On the set.
Wait a minute. So these are bitches that you had before you went in, or these are bitches who want to be down with a real one while you're
bitches,
locked up?
These are the bitches. This is the reason why I love ghetto-ass bitches from the hood. These are bitches that are just ghetto. Like, bitches that I grew up with, they understand me. I'm lefty, dog. I can't get right. I'm not left-handed. I'm right-handed. I can't get right. I'm a fool, dog. My homies right here watching me make sure I don't say nothing stupid. Like, to the people that really know me, I'm a motherfucker. An animal right now. I'm calm, and then people say, oh, he on drugs. Yeah. When I'm on drugs, I'm quiet. I ain't saying a damn thing. I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm in the room locked in. They're probably writing a banger, but right now I'm sober, and that's just me. I've always been like that. My homies gave me that name when I was 13. But yeah, these are bitches that understand me. I hate kicking it with a new bitch. Give a fuck about your titties, bitch. I don't give a fuck how big your ass is, how big your titties are, bitch. Where was you at when I was in jail? You know what my mother hat stands for? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like, hey, shit like that. I just, hey, shout out to Janessa, man. She trying to come back, but shit like that, like, it's just like, you know what my hat stands for? Like, I'm from Kings Island Ride. Like, you know what the fuck I'm paniqueado for? Like, oh, you're high. Bitch, we're in Baum Park. What the fuck you mean I'm high? You know where the fuck you're at?
Are you, like, high, or you're just kind of, like, still high from last night?
No, you know what? Right now,
because I've been there.
No, right now, I'm not high, dog. I came sober. They made me come sober, but I'm just saying in general, dog, like, these bitches don't understand what it's like to be like just with the hood, like a hood hitter. Like, I need a bitch. I don't like a ghetto ass bitch that's so ghetto wearing shoes every day. Bitch, put some sandals on. Get your nails done, dog. Don't look like a homie, because if I want to kick it with the homies, I'll just kick it with the homies. But understand me why I am like that. And yeah, Baum Park is popping like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't just walk around Baum Park in my city and go to the liquor store. No, everybody knows it's Lefty Gunplay. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I know what it is, dog. And I believe in this, dog. and I live and die by this. You live by the gun, dog. You die by the gun, dog. You play that game. You that is what it is,
you
dog.
You put gunplay in your name.
Yeah. Hey, dog, listen to this.
You're playing the game.
Call me Lefty Gunplay. You don't think I got a gun? Anyways, but look, if I take the strap, I get caught by the cops. If I don't take the gun, I get caught by the ops. I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. What the fuck do I do? I tell everybody that. What the fuck you want me to do? Go to a program? Motherfucker, that's just like jail. And they got PCs in there. Like, nah, dog. If I take the strap, I get caught by the cops. If I don't, I get caught by the ops. Luckily for me, OTR Records, baby, on the set. We about to get this condominium. We signing for it. They're moving me out. They're getting me a condominium and shit.
So you're moving as intelligently as possible.
I'm moving closer to my manager, King Cash, so he can keep an eye on me. And I'm not bringing all kinds. It ain't a motel with me f***ing all these hoes.
OTR signed Swifty Blue as well, right?
He ain't from OTR no more.
Oh, really? What happened?
I don't know. He ain't from OTR no more.
Right.
He's a boy before, but he ain't from OTR no more.
I had some people tell me that f***ing with him is a dangerous proposition.
You know
what?
Right, he was the boy, dog. He was the boy, and that's all I got. They tried to say I dissed him the other day. He came out saying some shit, saying that I copied him like that.
Oh, really?
He likes this media shit. I keep it G. We do this media shit with Swifty Blue. I know Swifty Blue my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I used to rep Grimy Records, dog. I know Swifty Blue since I was younger, dog. That was the boy, dog. But the way that he's spinning it on the media, shout out to Swifty Blue, dog. He's making it seem like if I copied him to get into it. My boy, you didn't have nothing to do why I got into OTR, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm my own lane. I'm Lefty Gunplay. Nothing like Swift, dog. I type in YouTube, Lefty Gunplay, to play one of my songs, and my whole family sees all kinds of bullshit. Lefty's copying Swifty Blue. Lefty's doing this. Lefty's doing that. Like, it's cool. That's what happens when you're famous. But my boy, you're the reason why that happened, dog. I'm not copying Swifty Blue. He was viral. He was popping. I was in jail. I was supposed to be from Grimy. Shit happened. Didn't work out that well. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be from Free to Solid with the homie. Shit happened, didn't work out, and I'm glad where I'm at. OTR is like the best label I could have signed to.
We did a vlog where we went to Swifty Blue's hood and we went to a restaurant.
I think I'm more popping, fool.
And
right
the next day, the restaurant got firebombed.
My boy, I think I'm more popping right now. More popping.
At this moment, yeah, but you just
my boy,
off
I just
too.
Got the
it's
Latino.
Hard to maintain it long term, right?
I'm going
to
maintain it, dog. I got the Latino community behind me. I'm a real hitter. As long, hey, dog, listen to this, what they told me in jail. When you stay true to what you believe in and you don't let people influence what the you believe in, at the end the truth always prevails. And that's what I've been doing. I've been staying true to myself. Are you high? Yeah, I'm high. Are you on drugs? Yeah, I'm on drugs. Do you like this food? Nah, I don't like this food. Are you talking to Swifty Blue? Nah, we don't talk. Am I mad at Swifty? Yeah, I'm mad at Swifty. Is he from OTR? No, he ain't from OTR. I'm from OTR. Chito Ranas is from OTR. We running up a bag from like Tuesday to Tuesday. Wait till Chito Ranas gets out. That mixtape with Chito and Lefty going crazy. I don't know if you pay attention to this Mexican rap shit. That Mexican rap shit is going crazy right now.
It's true.
And it's just like, I'm just running this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a lot of expectations and I'm not going to disappoint. I really know that I'm the best rapper. I'm the best Latino rapper. I don't give a what anybody says. I'm right now in the moment, I'm the best rapper, Adam 22, for the Mexicans in LA.
You're definitely going crazy.
I don't give a fuck. You see my numbers?
Think about it, like
146,000 in 9 days.
All these Mexican meme pages / news pages, all these different podcasts, all these different artists.
Y'all
like,
never post me.
It's a whole world. We will now. Now that we're tapped in.
Man,
but you gotta give me some good shit to post too.
Man, I do crazy shit every day.
We got a 3 million follower Instagram account, so if we're gonna post something to you, it gotta be some shit that's gonna go.
My boy,
I'm gonna do something.
If he don't pay attention, I'm Lefty Gunplay. I do some shit every day, dog. It's like, what the f- did I do that? I wake up in the morning like, damn, I shouldn't have did that, but f- it. Message you, hey, man, f- it. I already got fucking 3,000 or 4,000 views hey, shout out to Zo Salma, man. Me and Zo Salma, we tapped in the other day and shit. Like, the internet went crazy. Like, the face of LA for that. To me, Zo Salma's hard, dog. Like, he's that West Coast type beat. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to bring back.
Nah,
I got some
dope
shit with Zo Salma, too. Mr. Toot it up. Boot it up. Stupid mm-hmm. fuck. About to wake the game up. About to throw the suit up. Ain't nah, he. That's Zo Salma's my boy, dog. And just like, I really want to, you know, just get on that level, dog, and bring the West Coast back for Latinos and just, you know, show people that, you know, the Mexican community, like, we could do it too. We could rap too. What the fuck? Why we singled out? Why am I the only first essay on No Jumper in a minute? You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate you guys having me and giving me that platform. He ain't racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, dog, he for the homies too. I'm right here, dog. I'm doing it. But I just want to show people, like, yeah, but man, I don't want to talk about that Swifty Blue shit. Give him that much, you know?
Okay.
That's
just,
it.
Just wanted to
he
check.
Was the boy, though. No, he was the boy. He was the boy, and that's all I got to say. I've, you
yeah,
know,
I fuck with him. Personally. He was a funny guy, good guy.
But you got to pay attention to what he says, though. He throws little jabs in there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you did not make me. You did not help me, dog. We did not record one single song together. Everything I did on my own, homie. Self-made. My homie knows it. I did this shit fresh out of prison, so you're not taking credit for anything that I
but
did.
But you're saying you were close with him before
prison. Before, and he never took the opportunity and put the fucking... He never took the opportunity, and he fumbled the fucking trophy. That's your pedal. Grimy Records would have been what it was if I would have fucking win with it, but he didn't, dog. OTR ran with it, homie. They seen the diamond in the rough. Now, boom, pressure makes diamonds. Now I'm shining, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did. That's the boy, dog, but he had too much going on, dog. But he did not make me. He did not. I did not take his steal. I've been popping like this way before then. I just been in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did not put money on my books one single time when I was in jail. Mm. And I asked him too, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was repping Grimy on my profile. And that's it, dog. I thought somebody was coming in and told me to stop. Next question. Come on. That's it, dog.
Next question. Okay. I just wanted to get your perspective on this.
Cash, am I doing good? Every interview, I ask him if I'm doing good.
Amazing.
He's from my gang.
Let me ask you this. I know a guy.
Is his name Adam 22? If not, I don't want to know him.
No, it's this other guy.
What the f*** does it say on your knuckles, fool?
Basement.
What the f***? You live in a basement?
I used to, but okay, this is my question. I know a guy, and he's from a Mexican gang, right?
Don't tell him he's lefty gum.
And he got NK tattooed on him.
That's feed me?
Huh?
That's right.
What is that? What would you assume that stands for?
I just mean, that's right. Damn homies. Them dudes on a gang. I'll never do a song with a norteño.
Okay. That's about That's what I thought it stood for,
I would never
too.
Do a song with a norteño, dog. They diss the homies all the time. Them too. Prison's different. I'm not gonna talk about prison. That's a peace treaty. But out here, I'll never do a song with them.
Okay.
I'm from LA, dog. They will never do a song with me either. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. They made some good music, but I don't listen to the music. You know, they talented, but they diss the hood. As soon as they diss my believings in a song, I don't listen to it. I turn it off. Boom. I don't want to listen to any red flag norteño shit. I listen to Southsiders. I support Mexicans out here, and that's what I am. I got Southside all over me, dog. I will never listen to a norteño. To the dude that had the NK tattooed, that's right.
Okay. That's so it. Shout out to the Northerners. But the reason why I'm asking you, though, is
it's viral. It's viral. I said that the other day, and it went viral.
I figured out, though, it didn't stand for that. The N was a different N. It's like the word that they would use for black people.
I do a song with blacks all day. I love blacks. I love LA blacks. I want a song with Conrad from the Ave.
Okay, but so
Japanese fire,
how
baby.
Shocking is that to you that this dude would have NK and it would stand for LA. N-word killers?
LA County probably shit, but
it's
like that.
It's like a prison thing, I guess, but is that shocking to you?
You know what? That is not a prison thing. It is not a prison thing because in prison, we talk to the blacks. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We talk to the blacks and just... It's not a prison thing. It's not shocking to me. That fool's probably turned up. He probably came from juvenile hall. He might be young. Okay. He has to be young.
So you've seen that before, though?
In juvenile hall, yeah.
Mm.
In juvenile hall. And to all the blacks, shout out to the blacks, but they know what I'm talking about. You really gangbanging. You've been in juvenile hall. That's where that shit plays, in fact. And I never pressed that. I never pressed that. There's no blacks in my area. There's no reason for me to press that. Some of my favorite rappers are blacks, dog. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the blacks, dog. Hey, LA, the blacks, they started this rap shit. I want a couple features with some blacks, and I'm going to get them. OTR, we got, you know, Pac-Man the Gunman. Shout out to 60 Crip. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, yeah, dog. It ain't for me, dog. But the red flags, norteños, nah, that's cool. I'm cool. I'll never do a song with a norteño.
But so while you're locked up, you're on the same time as them, but then as soon as you get norteño, out, it's yeah, a separation.
Yeah, norteño is different. The streets politics is different from the pen. Prison politics is different from the streets. You know what I'm saying? And it's different from the internet. You know what I'm saying? All this shit is just different. I'm learning from the media politics, from the street politics, and it kills it for me, dog. But I just am so locked in on who you texting.
No, I'm just checking off the questions already asked.
I do that shit on every interview. I ask them, who you texting,
motherfucker? I'm not texting. This is a list of shit.
What the
ask,
that's my bitch, fool. No, that's Jenny69, man. That's my baby right there on the set. You better look, homie. I got
so
her on the
bad,
post.
Right?
Man Crush Wednesday. Look at her post. Look her up. Look her up.
I don't need to look her up.
Who's
I already looked
page?
At everything
but
she ever
on
did.
Who's on her page? Who's on her page?
What she? Oh, I seen she posted you, huh?
Yeah, dog. We got a feature coming in, dog.
You want
to all the people
one?
Saying that me and Jenny sister, quit woofing on the homegirl, dog.
Look, it's Jenny and my bitch. This is my dream collab. She ever breaks up with a guy.
Let's do it right here at the Jumper Studio.
Look at them two. Together,
I hope, hey, no, you want to know something, dog? I hope it works out with her and her husband, but that's baby right there.
Me too.
That is, dog. Awesome.
For sure,
bitch.
If things don't work
are
out with her husband.
Are these listening to my interview live?
Yeah, that's
those
why you hear them laughing
crazy,
out there.
That's baby right there. Hey,
if things don't work, you or I will both marry her, right?
we gonna do a threesome. No. That homies. No. Hey, shout out. Hey, to me, dog, she's like the hardest. She got bars too.
Right.
Hey, Jenny C-Stein, you know what the deal is? I never took that post out too. We got something coming in. Shout out to your husband, dog. It's all respectful. It's all biz, dog. Just run it up.
All respect,
running
all respect.
Up a bag from like Tuesday to Tuesday.
She's gorgeous,
you want that song with that suit? Man, she my race.
Soyla 69.
Never mind.
When that shit dropped, boom, the whole city got taken over.
I never heard that shit. Do that dance
you
again.
Don't know
see that again?
Soyla 69.
I'll do it too, look.
I can't remember. I ain't heard it in so long. Yeah, this is a white guy dish.
That shit look like I'm f***ing, though.
It's the running man.
That's what I do when I'm f***ing. When I'm hitting from the back, I do that
you
shit.
You got any Mexican porn performers that you're
like,
a fan of?
You think they like you when you slap them in the ass?
Yeah, mostly.
But what about when you're f***ing at your house when you're younger? You don't want them to hear that shit. What about when the bitch is so loud and you haven't made it out the hood yet, and you're like, bitch, shut the fuck up, my mom got work tomorrow.
I haven't had to think about that in like 22 years, but
fool,
yeah,
that shit just fucking dog. Hey, I just got out the pain, fool. You know what I'm saying? I got, man, hold up, how old y'all got me? Wait, let me see what we got right here. How much money you got in your pocket? Let's see who got more.
I think zero.
Let's see who got more, fool.
Zero.
Who got more?
I have a wallet.
Who got more?
I got debit cards.
I got a fake Gucci wallet, but who got more?
I got a little metal wallet.
That shit don't count.
No,
I win. I win.
Look at that. You press a button.
Hey, hold up. What I got?
Bing.
Hey, check it out. What I got?
You got like $460.
$460.
Pretty good.
How much is my train worth? You think? Measure it.
Measure
it. So we
hold it.
I wonder how much it's worth on the game. Hey, look. Hey, Charlie. Hey, look. I'm fucking more money than your boyfriend does right now. Bitches in the hood. I'm not talking about Bill Gates. That motherfucker probably got a gang of money. His way. Hey, what's up with this shit? You own this shit?
King Palm.
Is it our sponsor?
Like,
hey, rest in peace of King Von, man. That's all I remember, dog.
Yeah.
Homies, full shout out Lil Durk, man. I get a big influence from them, dog. Lil Durk's hard, man. Lil Durk, King Von. I like them EBK J-Bo type beats.
Oh, yeah, J-Bo crazy.
J-Bo
right?
go crazy right now, man. Call me EBK Gunplay. I'm going crazy right now. Y'all motherfuckers just haven't heard it, dog. You gonna tap it? Oh, yeah, he's a fool and shit. Listen to my music, you're gonna be like, that motherfucker go crazy.
But do you think you can go past like the Mexican community and be like popular with everybody?
Yeah, I really do.
I really do.
It's a challenge though, but I really do. I really do think motherfuckers are gonna want to feature with the Gunman. You know what I'm saying? I'm really LA. Like I'm like the face of like the LA homies right now. Like how is it LA without Mexicans? You know what I'm saying? It couldn't be LA without Mexicans, dog. You gotta give it up to that dog. You know what I'm saying? And just like right now, I'm doing it for my homies and for my people. I don't switch up. I don't say the N word. In none of my lyrics.
Did you have to stop at a certain point?
I just would never say it in none of my lyrics. I wasn't raised that way.
You didn't grow up saying it at all, or stopped because of the music?
I mean, sometimes, you know, when I was younger, like, nah, but I got beat up out that, you know, happy real quick.
That's really? Just
like, a, you know.
But you said there's no blacks around.
There's no blacks around me, so I never would say it. You know what I'm saying? Just like younger saying a song and shit, and they say it in the song, like, nah, that's out. I'm not black. That's them. They don't say S.A. They don't say vato. They don't diss us like that. And if they do, you know, I feel some type of way, but it is what it is, dog. You know what I'm saying? But L.A. County jail just raises you different. Shout out to the blacks. If you're from L.A. County, if you know, then you know. And if you don't, then you don't, dog. But I don't say the N-word, and I respect him. I'm not going to say the N-word in front of a black. I don't talk like that. I'm from the San Gabriel Valley. There's nothing but Mexicans around me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't say that. Yeah, we got Pasadena, dog. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pasadena, dog. But Duarte, you know what I'm saying? They got a couple over there, dog. I'm not going to leave it at that. But, yeah, I don't say the N-word. We don't say the N-word in the San Gabriel Valley. We do not. There's some to do, but to each is his own, right? You know what I'm saying? I just don't believe in saying that word.
You think, like, mainstream L.A. or, like, the main of L.A. doesn't understand where you're from and how different it is?
I mean, I really don't think they understand. I don't think that San Gabriel Valley has been giving its respect, you know? And shout out to Roddy Rags, man, and Drummer Boy. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Roddy Rags, dog, I'm shouting him out on No Jumper, dog. Me and Roddy Rags, you know, we have our differences. But
where did this little beef come from?
I'm not even going to say what.
I'm not going to lie. I had never listened to him before, and then I saw a clip of you talking about beefing with him. And then I went and listened to him, and now I'm a fan. I think his shit is dope as fuck.
My boy, you hear that? Dead homies, you hear that? Straight up, dog.
He's really good, yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good, but we don't see eye to eye, and that's that. But, you know.
Street shit, music shit,
it's not
it?
Street shit. Arvado's on beef it. It's just dumb shit. It's stupid shit. It's over, like, a female shit, you know what I'm saying? But I wish that we could get over that, and he's cool, dog. if you don't want to make a song with me, that's cool. I don't want to make a song with you, dog, but I got to give the credit where it's due. My boy, you hard, and thank you for what you're doing for the SGV, because I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't pick up the whole volume on my own. You know what I'm saying? Drummer Boy been kicking it. Me and Roddy Racks just been putting the gas on this bitch. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Foos Community even said that me and Roddy, the SGV had the strongest year in Latino rap of all Southern California, and I believe we did. Roddy been keeping the gas on the next and Lefty Gunplay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Drummer just hit me up right now. Matter of fact, like 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, Drummer Boy told me, what's up with that Bitches Ain't Shit remix? Mm. They wanted the essay way. Me, Roddy Rags, Drummer Boy in the front yard. If it ain't Roddy Rags, it wouldn't be right. Roddy Rags does what I don't. You know what I'm saying? I do what he don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's different.
What do you do different than him?
That's Roddy Rags, dog. You know, and I'm just Lefty Gunplay. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a gunman from Ballpark, and he's just from Puente. That's Roddy Rags, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just got to holler at the boy, like, one-on-one, just me and, you know, like, in a cell type shit, in a room type shit, and just, I'm in my bag right now, fool. The money's right, then run it, dog. If it's 50,000, dog, and I'm sure people are ready to put up 25 for him and 25 for me, 5 for the label for his label, 5 for the, 10 for the label for mine, I'll take 10 for OTR and 10 for, you know, Ocho and him. And then fucking Roddy keep what he keeps and I keep what I keep. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking happy with 15, 20,000 making a song with Roddy. We could run it up for 50 bands on the dead homies we will. Because it's going to do a million quick, dog. Roddy Rags, Drummer Boy, Lefty Gunplay. Just the Latino community is going to go crazy. But the bag got to be right. I ain't doing it with Roddy for free. And I know he ain't doing it for me for free. You got to offer us the bag. Run it up to all the people listening. You Mexican, you listen, dog. Run up that bag. You going to make that money back, dog.
A lot of like rap scenes, when they all work together, is when you really see them popping off. Like, you know, Atlanta.
What reminds me of is a comrade from the ad, Bravo the Bag Chaser, True Car. Big Body Benz, Big Balenci, all three of them. And then the Bravo. Shout out to Bravo, man. He just tapped in with me, too. I got a song coming with Bravo and shit. He tapped in with me. He told me to slide him an open. He took a little long time to talk to me, but he finally reached out and shit. And I thought he was feeling some type of way. Like, nah, but Bravo reached out, man. He was the last one to reach out. Everybody reached out. And Bravo finally reached out the other day, and we got a song coming in. And Bravo's one of the greatest in the game, too, dog. Bravo the bad shit should go crazy. Yeah. Hey, has he ever been here?
Yep.
Yeah, Bravo go crazy, man. He got some of this shit. But yeah, I got a song with Bravo, the Back Chaser, and J.I. Bands on the same song.
You put it like that, L.A. got a lot of talent coming up.
Yeah, I know all of them, though. You can name them in a handful, though.
Mm. Do you feel like the rest of the country...
I can name them in a handful right now.
It feels like the rest of the country doesn't fuck with L.A.'s music as much as they should, right?
My boy, because they're asleep under a rock, dog. In Los Angeles, where is the motherfucking gangster shit started at? We started this gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cali's just a different vibe, homie. Shout out to everybody else out there gangbanging, but dog, we in L.A., dog. Like, in L.A. County, like, it's a different vibe than I wouldn't want to be from any other county, dog. Like, we the home of the gangbang, West Coast, dog. Mm. We got to bring it back.
You listen to music from other cities, though? You're mentioning some Chicago shit.
I don't listen to King Von, but I hear what he says.
Mm.
I see his little clips and shit, and I'll be like, oh, he a real hitter.
You do your homework about all the work that he put in?
Yeah, he a real one. And just losing his brother, dog.
I interviewed him, and I didn't know about any of that shit, all the bodies and everything.
You did.
No, I didn't. It was you so did. Early. I wish I knew. If I knew, I would have asked him.
You did. And King Von, yeah, he a stepper, man. King Von's a stepper. X4 the backdoor, he a stepper, man.
Shout out X4.
Yeah, X4 got some shit, too. Jab 5, he a stepper, dog.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Who else do I like? Man, let me see who the fuck else I listen to. Oh, CML.
Oh, yeah.
Shout honestly, if I wouldn't have signed with OTR, I really wanted to sign with Lavish D in it, but they never had a chance to look at who the fuck I was and shit. Like, right. Another one was I just want to break the barrier, dog, just like with the Latin comments, like just like our race is so quick to just go and hate on it. Hey, shout out Hater World, shout out Food Community, shout out Indicted TV, shout out, you know, everybody's been putting me on, but it's just like I want to French meet all them little small ass food. But look, this is it. There's so many homies can't break that barrier, Adam, because motherfucking Mexicans are so quick to jump on a Mexican in the comments. Mexican commenters are the worst, dog.
Why?
And it's just like, I gotta go through every single one. Like, come on, dog, this motherfucker. And I click his shit, and it's like, he got 0 followers, 1 follower. They just don't support each other. Mm. It's like, it's a goal that I have to break that for, like, but they're so quick to go and support a motherfucking Too Short concert or a motherfucking this concert. Like, that's cool. I support Too Short too. But damn, dog, like, we the same race, we the same color. You ain't gonna support me? Like, that's the reason why I feel like King Lil G, Drummer Boy, and these guys, like, Lefty Gunplay, Rowdy Racks, like, fools like that, like, we're not gonna go mainstream because our own fucking people, dog. It's crazy. Like, I support anybody. I support the Baletera lady. I support the person, you know, riding the bus. I support the motherfuckers. I see a bum on the street, she from our, hey, dog, here you go. You know what I'm saying? Anybody in my race, I want to see all my people win. And it's crazy how our people are just so quick to hate on each other. Blacks ain't like that. Blacks ain't like that. Whites ain't like that. Mexicans are like that. And that shit is out, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just support the homie. Support your local homie. Like, I think I'll never be able to break that barrier. It takes more than that. But yeah, Mexicans are the biggest haters of me.
But I will say that, like, the black people in LA, typically when they talk about like why LA rap doesn't necessarily blow up the way that they should, they always say it's too political and somebody is blowing up from this section and there's five other neighborhoods in LA that don't fuck with them and they, you know, can't get shows.
You're absolutely, you know, right.
It's kind of the same deal.
Kind of, right? The same shit that's going on with me and Rowdy Rags, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just the same shit, dog. Like, there's a bigger picture to it, dog. But like, yeah, all that shit takes an effect and you got to sit there and look at it and see what the homies think. See how your vato feels about that. You know what I'm saying? It's a bigger picture. I got to ask my homeboys. Everything before I do, I got to ask my fucking homeboys. And you're right.
Do you like that or you resent that?
I hate that shit.
Really?
I do. I hate having to check in with them. Like,
so you start fucking with some rapper you met, you got to make sure that they all cool with them.
Yeah, I would not do it. Yeah, I really would. I really would. All my homies support him, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? All my homies, shout out to all my homies. They'll all be bumping this shit, though, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? And fucking, but yeah, there's always that one homie that's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that he has the same, dog, but like, it's a bigger picture. Like, we don't beef it. Like, let's get this money. Give 1,000 to that homie that don't feel the same way. Mm. And let's get 15 each, dog. 30,000 real quick. They already offered me Fetty Out. You ain't hard, fool. They offered me Fetty Out, Fools Community. They offered me Fetty Out. We're here, and there.
Wait, they offered you money to do what?
To do a song with Rowdy.
Oh, okay.
They already offered me a bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk to him. Like, I'm not going to talk to him. I already threw it out there to the universe. If he wants to get this money, then it's running. That's $15,000 that I didn't have and he didn't have. Mm. And I think we could run it up for $100,000. I think that song going to do $2-3 million. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I'm in my money right now. I'm in my bag, dog. I finally started falling in love with money, Adam. I seen the money coming from this shit. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, cool. We're really making money off this shit. I'm really making $1,500 off of YouTube in like a week.
Reason why you ended up doing that jail time was because before you were in love with money and you were just in love with gangster shit, street
shit. I was in love with the gang.
Running around doing stuff that took you out of your situation for all those years, right?
If I wasn't from the barrio and if I wasn't from KHA, I would not be Lefty Gunplay. If I did not do that 9 years, I would not have the lyrics that I did. Mm. God wrote the script for me. You know what I'm saying? I knew I was destined to win and I was destined for greater than this and I believed in it. And you could manifest all the fuck you want, fool, but you got to put action into it. And you got to block everybody out. When I told my homies, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm going to be a rapper. All my homies were like, you going to be a rapper? Like, what the fuck? You going to rap? I'm just like, I don't want them to know. I just kept it quiet. And like Nipsey said, like, them 2 steps that I took back from being a stepper and being in the hood, everything happened. My homie Cash seen it happen. Like, just, he tells me every day, dog. I appreciate you, fool. He tells me every day. I'm so proud of you, dog. On the gang, that shit made me teary. Like, he's so proud of me, dog. Just the way I was in the field, I was just all about just gang banging. Like, just gang motherfucking banging. I was really out there gang banging for KHA, just giving him my all. And, like, I wasn't getting nothing out of it. And I knew I could rap the whole time. But you can't gangbang and rap. It has to be rap. Mm. And then I hate it still to this day. Oh, you a rapper? I just spazzed out in the studio yesterday. I spazzed out on a bitch the other day because she called me a rapper. I told her, bitch, you got me fucked up. I'm a fucking gun clapper, certified stepper out here, bitch. Put some respect on my name. Like, the fuck, bitch, fuck rap. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like,
well, that's your job now.
You can't think. Yeah, it is my job, but it's just like that ghetto-ness in me still, like, damn, I gave my whole life to gangbanging and it's now you're a rapper. Like, it's like, what the fuck? You're a rapper. Like, you know, in LA, she's like, you're a rapper. Like, dog, when they call the homies, they say, like, oh, the homies are tripping, but you're a rapper. That I'm one of the homies, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them boys from the hood.
So you think most rappers are like some fake version of a gangbanger?
No, there's a lot of you know what? Straight up, in my race, yeah. A lot of these rappers ain't shit. They're really not like that. And I met them and my heart got broken when I finally ran into them and I met them. They weren't like that. They really weren't like that. I thought he was going to come in and say, Lefty, stop it. Hey, I like his hat. That forgot the You see the little horns he has?
Yeah.
The little demon ones?
Oh, yeah. Cool,
it's right? Demon time with him. He's going to fuck after this.
See, I like that you wear the Boston hat.
Yeah, because I'm from Bowling.
I grew up outside Boston.
I'm really from Boston.
Well, you're from the
I'm
Boston
from Massachusetts.
Hat version out here. Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. I'm trying to get it out. Where the fuck you from in Boston, fool?
I'm from right outside Boston. I'm from
you seen the
New
town?
Hampshire.
The huh? town?
Yeah, yeah.
Banger.
Banger.
That shit was hard, fool. Yeah. They stationed that shit in jail. Them fools were hitting legs.
That's the thing. I'm from NH.
You didn't hit no leg, New Hampshire. Like that. Why weren't you on that
different
squad?
Different
NH. Hey, fool, you're good, dog. We can hit a leg, me and you, huh? Hey, dog, hey, that movie's sick, huh?
The town? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ben Affleck was a loke, fool. He fell off. He's a joke now.
Yeah, why? Why do you think he's a joke?
He was a fucking loke back then.
They always got pictures of him smoking cigarettes looking mad as fuck.
Just looking like you with the beard all growing back and shit. Y'all doing for the same Batman look.
Imagine Ben Affleck was my OG.
Your hair look good, though. I had to comb over in jail. You want to know something? Everybody in LA County gets to comb over. Ugh. Is it fake? Let me see.
I had to get surgery on this shit a couple times.
Yeah,
rip it out.
Don't touch my shit. You did
I got
really?
Two surgeries on this shit. I got two BBLs up here.
You're trying to get me. You ain't going to get me. I'm a stepper. Hell no. Nah. He didn't get it.
On the dead homies.
Hell no, nah, you didn't. Did
I
you
swear
really?
Yeah, yeah.
How many dead homies you got?
I'm about to do it again, too.
You're lying, motherfucker. That's not even a good joke. Next question. Hey, the
I got a YouTube
though.
Video about
hey,
it.
Hey, you know Jeremy Renner?
It sounds super familiar.
Jeremy Renner, Ben Affleck, they did that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
you really
yeah.
think they did them Hollies? Because they said it's a true story. You know what the Holy Time Machine is in jail?
Look, Adam 22 finally comes clean about getting 2 hair transplants, 500,000 views.
Yeah, but you could say that to me, though, fool.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is from 2 years ago and 500,000 people saw it.
But I got to tell you how I feel. I don't believe it's true.
What, the hair transplant thing?
Yeah, I don't.
I swear to God.
I think you look good,
why would
man.
I lie about this?
You look good, my boy.
Yeah, I look good. Now, if my hairline was back to here.
Oh, if I had the homegirl.
You would not be saying I look good.
If the homegirl wanted to kick your foot, I'll take you with me.
For real?
Yeah, you could. You fly like that. I'll take you with me and shit, dog. You know you could fuck a gang of hoes if you want. I know you married and shit, but dog, you know you good looking.
You know
dog.
I do porn, right?
I do porn too.
No, but I really
got the pornos on my phone locked in, ready to go, dog.
Really?
Well, bitches like low budget porn stars, but they're really on Pornhub and X videos.
Uh-huh.
You want to know my favorite porn stars?
Who?
Valerie K. Okay, look, check this one out. My boy, you don't know Valerie K. You disrespecting
I'm
the Mexican
like,
game, baby. Valerie K, dog. Fucking J Mac all day.
You know J Mac?
I'll watch his shit.
Oh, you really in the game then?
My boy, I know J Mac. Who else I know? I know Adam 22. I know Lena the Plug. I know all the porn stars, dog. You guys are all porn stars.
Oh,
you guys
I love
are
Valerie.
You guys are freaky, dog.
Oh, I know. Her. Yeah, and she is getting f***ed by J Mac on Google search.
She's bad
well.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Give her respect.
You know Violet Myers?
Violet Myers, yeah, I don't like her that much.
Why?
I don't like her that much. She's not my type.
Really?
I like Lily Lou.
Oh, yeah, she saw too, yeah.
Lily Lou got her titties on too. She got a shit bad little bitch.
I work with Violet
Tell
Myers.
Tell her come out of my video. Give me a video with one of the, I don't want Violet Myers. No.
No?
I want somebody. I want the ones that I like. I'm going to keep it G with you. I like Lily Lou. I like Valerie K.
Okay.
I like Kira Perez. I like motherfucker. Bella Danger's a goat.
Bella Danger.
That's the goat.
She's retired.
That's the goat, though.
Doesn't shoot porn right now. We need to get
run
the
bag
game.
Up and let's get the video, dog. Dead homies. All my flows, I say a Bella Danger on the flow. I'm a sick dog, baby girl. You already know. Certified stepper. Her name
you know Haley Davies?
Never heard of her.
That's a new one. You gotta get on that.
No, dog. No, dog. We're talking about. We're talking about.
She's Australian.
Carly Gray.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She a
I
bad
know her
bitch.
From back in the day.
She
huh?
a bad little bitty.
Wow, that's awesome that you're, like, talking about girls from back in the day.
Those are the main ones who I look at. Those are the ones that get my shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all the new ones, the new ones. We
like
go with
new,
the we
new
go
good
with the,
talent emerging all the time.
Nah, we go with the certified steppers.
There'd be, like,
the
a point. Couple, like, real
we go with the certified steppers. We go with the certified steppers, dog. You consider yourself one of the greatest in the game. I've never seen a video you hoes though.
You gotta get on it. You wanna plug
boy,
talk?
I look at all
only plugtalk.com. I'm gonna give
you know what,
the
though?
Free subscription.
No.
But for them it's $5.
Fuck a subscription, my boy. Take
Sorry.
Me on it for an interview, Look, dog. Take me on it for the interview, dog.
I would love to if you're down to fucking lay some pipe afterwards.
Oh, my boy.
I'll show you this right on the other side
wait
of the
now,
building.
My boy, we'll lay some pipe right now on the damn homies. I'm going
oh,
in
yeah,
there
yeah,
stepping
yeah.
on
you
everything.
Might need that. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. My shit's straight. I ain't gonna whip it out and get boobop, but nah, I'll fuck the shit out of them. Anyhow, now I ain't scared. I'm going in there, you know, with my mind up. I'm the best at. I'm the best at rap. I'm the best at everything. Why would I think that bitch is gonna f*** me?
If we get Lefty Gunplay f***ing some bitches on the Plug Talk couch, we are in business.
Run it up. Run it up. Run it up. Run it up. Run it up.
They're gonna be like, this dude Adam is crazy.
Hey, talk to Solis. If the bag's right, and we're gonna get that bag for that, huh, Solis? We gonna get and make sure everything's checked out, run it up. We split that shit in half. Dead right. Homies. Really like that, dog. Hey, if what I say my shit, if rapping don't work out for me, I'm going back to porn. On the gang, they call me Lefty Gunplay, been whipping the foreign.
Back to porn. Porn didn't even exist, or OnlyFans didn't exist when you got locked up.
Man, Snapchat existed, and I was selling pics on Snapchat.
You had a private Snap?
Yeah.
Holy shit,
I was selling dick pics on Snap. You don't want to see my shit. I whipped, you know.
My girl always wants to remind me that our house, she got qualified for that private Snapchat money.
I never seen you guys. I never looked up none of you guys, though, doing porn. It's not the names that I see up.
You don't gotta beat off to me.
You gotta be trending, though.
Yeah,
you want trending with this shit? I'm gonna be trending. I wanna be one of them joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to Mexico and slap 3 inches on that motherfucking shit, dog. Be some mandingo on that shit.
You been to Mexico?
On a game? No, but bitches get their bodies done out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told my mom she could get mad all she wants. Like, I really do believe in my heart. I wanted to do porn. I wanted to fuck bitches and get paid. You know what I'm saying? Bad bitches. Why not? I'm young still. I'm tatted up. You know what I'm saying? I see all these other fools doing it. If rapping don't work, why not do porn?
Are you well endowed down there?
My boy, I'm all right, but I could be better. It could be better. You know
how are you going to be better? You're going to get the surgery?
My boy, we're going to get that bag up and we're going to get money makes you handsome. Dead homies. But none of the bitches I ever. And we're talking about ghetto bitches. We ain't talking about porn stars. We're talking about ghetto bitches. I'll put it down like D-Town. Anything I'm going in there like LeBron in the fourth. Cleveland Cavaliers shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna max that shit out. All I give it, all I got. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the hip, dog.
It's all in the hip.
It's all in the mind, too. It's all in the mind. There's these fools that be f***ing them all crazy on there, like, just like, what the f***?
It's because they shoot their dicks up.
Shoot that.
They got this weird shit they shoot into it to make it super f***ing hard. And
you
then
bang
they get
that shit.
Don't let never did. I'm scared.
Is it what you got right here? Let me get it packed in.
No.
Are you serious,
I should probably gift you my girl's fleshlight up there.
Hey, no, that's your white dog. But don't talk
about just rubber.
Don't talk about Jenny 6ix9ine, though. That's my baby right there. That's
so
my
what
wife.
Do you like so much about her?
Dog, she's just everything. She's just it, dog. People be hating, trying to twist it. That's it right there. She's just that bitch.
She's gorgeous.
She's that bitch.
But when
dog.
She came out, she got so much hate from the Mexican fans, bro.
Like me, dog.
You hated?
A little bit.
Really? Why?
Most hated, gang related, MVP, and I ain't going nowhere so you could get to know me.
Well, from my perspective, they were hating on it because they saw her music as being kind of like a bastardized Corridos
thing. That's what they did
thing,
to me
right?
and her, dog. They did to me and her. They did that SPM shit to me and her, dog. She did an SPM beat. It's a touchy subject. I said like this. I did 9 years and shit. I did an SPM beat. Can't no Latino say he never heard of SPM beat. I don't know about the paperwork. They supplied me with the paperwork. They should have put me to the side if they're really homies and said, hey, Lefty, this is out. I'll never do an SPM song again, but they jumped on her for it. Why don't you keep jumping on me for it? Why you keep jumping on that bitch for it?
But,
you know what I'm saying? Holler at me. No, but that's what fucked her up. Just hating on her because she's bad.
I don't think it
she's
fucked
a
her.
Bad bitch.
It was just one random girl jumped her.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
People are trying to say all kinds of shit about her, dog. That's a civilian, dog. She's a normal lady. She's a normal woman, dog. She's trying to get a bag. She don't gang bang. You know what I'm saying? She's just a bad bitch, dog.
You tell me, doesn't that seem some super clout chaser ass shit? Because the reality is that SPM trends like crazy on TikTok. He's still super popular. He still streams like crazy.
I don't bump him no more.
I'm not. I haven't spent a huge amount of time looking into what he was charged of. I just heard about
SPM,
it.
Dog.
Oh,
it's like that.
Okay.
Fuck Dope House Records, OTR Records. Hey, Spence out. Don't fire me, Solis. Fuck SPM, dog. I seen the paperwork, dog. I'm cool, dog.
But getting on her about
it. You seen
it
the paperwork? If you seen the paperwork,
really.
How? If you seen what I seen, you'll stop, too.
I seen interview clips of Baby Bash.
I'm trying to help you out right now. I'm putting
right
you
there.
To the side how the homies tell me.
Okay.
I'm putting it to the side. Hey, dog, you seen the paperwork? You'll be like, what the fuck,
my,
dog?
No,
that shit is out.
Okay, you're reminding me.
That
there was
shit
some
is
fucked
out.
Up shit in there.
You're going to get haters right
but,
now.
Okay, this is my only thing is that,
edit that shit.
Beating her up over that shit when that music is really fucking popular and realistically, she's probably not thinking about that, right?
You know what, though? Hey, you know what? She's not a gangbanger. She's not a stepper.
But it doesn't have anything to do with that.
She's just a bad bitch. Well, she don't know that. Just like me. She's a civilian, dog. Like, just like me. Hey, dog. SPM's hard.
You're a civilian?
SPM's hard. But what he did is out.
Yeah.
I would never bump an SPM or do a freestyle on that shit again. I got to make it right with my people. You know how bad I got jumped on for doing that? But I did not know. Because I don't condone that, dog. You know what I'm saying? I got a daughter. I got females. Women. I love women, dog. It's just like, it's just out. It's disgusting, dog. I seen the paperwork. You know, I've never seen it on that. But it's just, I'm from Cali, dog. We don't get down like that.
What do you think his career is going to be like when he gets out next year?
Man, I hope he makes it, dog. But not over here, dog. I'm going to slide on him if he's over here. I really am, dog. What the fuck? That's
you think you got to just stay to Texas?
I would never do
south?
Nothing. Yeah, stay to Texas, dog. Keep the Texas over there, dog. I don't care if I lose Texas fans. I really don't.
You think I should interview?
Hell no, nah, don't bring him over here. What the hell's wrong with you, dog?
What about getting the story? That's journalism, right?
I mean, if you want, you're going to run it. You're going to get some Texas fans, but you're going to lose some Cali fans, some Cali Latino fans. Don't do that. I'm putting you to that now. Don't do that.
Sometimes you got to push the limits, man.
You might, you're right. You a media blogger. You don't gangbang, so you might be right. But we could cord you into KHA right now.
Really?
On the game. The homies right there. We get you in and shit. You be, I'll be Little Adam 22. I'll change my name. We're going to go viral.
I had
shit.
People accusing me of this being a neighborhood platform.
It is.
I don't think so.
And I'm from it.
It's a New Hampshire platform.
I'm no jumper trece. On the gang, no, it ain't any bro. Who the f*** said that? What the f***?
There's all kinds of people with theories.
That's crazy.
Let me ask you this. I was watching part where you told
the
story.
What's a theory?
A theory is like something that might not be true, but it's an idea.
An opinion.
Yeah.
What's the syllable?
A syllable?
Let me ask you this.
One unit of sound.
Let me ask you this shit. Let me see you smarter. What's a reciprocal?
A reciprocal is like something that is reciprocating something. What's and reciprocating?
A reciprocal?
It gives and receives.
No. A reciprocal is when you get the fraction and you flip it upside down. Now, you ask me a question. I'll see if I can answer. A reciprocal, you get the fraction, you flip it upside down. The reciprocal. What's the circumference?
Circumference is like the width around something, right?
There you go. You pay
the
attention.
Length of
now you
get
me.
Space around
you
something.
Make me feel stupid. Come on. Hey, you like chess? I hate chess.
I play poker.
They say I don't know how to play that. I just poke her mouth.
You.
I poke her mouth. That's it.
Yeah.
Poke her mouth. Hey, recipes, money, size, Sway. Come on. Next question.
How did you feel when you were locked up and you found out that Sway died?
I started mother. Man, it's fucked up. He a legend in the game, and it's a fortunate event. And politics ain't no joke. You know, shout out to his family, dog. But, you know, he died a legend, dog. He was really doing it. He had big things going on. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened with that, just, who's this? Hey, look at this bitch right. It's Stephanie right now.
It really calling is Stephanie.
Hey, what the fuck you calling me on this shit live for? Food?
Can you put it on speaker?
On what? She said my mom's tripping. On what? Tell me. Hey, what's up? On what? Dick, you're on no jumper right now.
Can you
live.
Put on speaker so
what are you
hear?
Saying? Tell her.
I want to know what this is.
My
like.
Mom's tripping on what? Talk to Adam 22. Here's Adam 22. Look.
Tell hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Who is it?
Adam 22. This is Adam 22.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh, no jumper. Tell her. No jumper, nigga.
From no jumper.
Oh.
Tell her.
Okay, well, your mom's fucking tripping. You better tell her I didn't take your fucking keys.
Hey, tell him you got the fat ass ass in Whittier.
Is that you in the video? I heard they're prettier in Whittier.
Yeah, they are prettier in Whittier. She got a fat. You know who Adam 22 is, girl. Stop capping, no jumper.
I literally don't know.
You're live, girl. Hey, you're live on the fucking podcast right now. Fucking acting.
You got an OnlyFans?
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
No, okay.
Hey, we're going to fuck later. Dear homies, I love you, girl. Hey, she knows what it is. She knows who Adam 22 is. That's my baby right there. What
I
say?
What
I say? And Stephanie left me. She said she really pissed off. It's Rick Ross. I say skinny shooting in the gym. I'm doing it in LA County. Boy on K10. Yeah, she got the biggest booty. Hey, she thick, mama.
You call
I want to show
Stephanie.
You her. They call her T Baby.
I call her. No.
You call her Stephanie? I call her the left of me. Or you call her Stephanie, but I'm fucking Destiny.
Ooh.
On the gang, I'm fucking Destiny too. Let me hear you rap. Come on, hit me with something.
I can't really rap, but you say one thing and I'll give you something good to rhyme with.
Get out the way. I want what you did for X4. I'm serious though. If not, we're gonna kill you. No, I'm playing. Fuck this.
Why are you hitting me with the pinky? Hey, you do
okay.
That too?
No, you did that
stink
shit.
Team.
Don't get
why
me
you
like
putting
that.
Putting your pinky out there for me.
And my boy hang loose.
Stink team do that.
And when I was going like this. Hey, no. Why the fuck? I want the frosty. Oh my God, my fit is fantastic.
And the
no jumper, the loose leaf.
You want to tap in with frosty?
I want to do a video right here, right now. I got my shooter guy right here. Shooters on go. Shout out shooters on go. Let me do a video right here. Shaking your hand, get it, run it up, edit this shit, running up a bag from like Tuesday to Tuesday. We'll give you a split.
For sure.
Shit.
Hey, on the podcast that you did with the LA
are you
Tooth
serious
Fairy,
or what? Are you lying?
The indicted thing. Why
what
they,
is that mango?
Why they bleep out so many names? That's a pill.
Chew one, motherfucker.
Just to what? To sit in a chair for like 4 more hours?
Boy, I'm gonna go fuck Stephanie right now on the set. You seen that? Hey,
honestly,
what is that?
God,
how come I never heard of that? Cash, shoot it. I thought he was gonna slide it to me like my dog. Let's see it.
I'm keeping those on deck in case I need to get a hard on one day. I don't know.
Really?
I'm kind of scared that one day I'm just going to need it.
Shit. Hey, I never heard of this one.
That's like a sponsor that we had previously. You want to pop one?
Really? Yeah.
Your shit might be on
but
hard.
How long are you supposed to pop it under?
I honestly don't know.
What the fuck? I never seen this one before. Hey, shout out to Mango, man. Hopefully y'all guys sponsor me and shit. Dead homies. Rhino and Honey Pack. Mango, baby. Mandingo on that shit.
Hey, there you go. Hey, I actually got the Mandingo Award right here.
What the fuck? That's the same one I got in my room.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Mandingo.
That's the same
award.
One I got in my room. Hey, Soldish, tell him I got 6 of these in my room. MVP of this fucking shit.
You feel me?
Fucking all these dirty assholes.
No, but that's one thing I like about you is you're not scared of some dirty jokes and some wild humor.
Well, you stole this shit from my room.
It says my fucking name on it.
This is a lefty gunplay on here. This is my shit. Hey, you know, like, why is it so heavy, fool?
That's what she said.
That's your shit weigh that weight?
It just came that way.
That's what she said. Hey.
It's kind of wiggly, right?
Yeah, because you're moving it around. They like that shit.
Western wiggly.
No. Oh, yeah. Shout out to C-Mac, man. Yeah. I'm 5'5 crazy.
You f*** with him?
50. I think he's doing his thing. I think he's doing it. I think you put him on. I think he's doing his thing. I think he don't give a fuck with food's thing. I think he's solid and that shit.
Somebody told me that you were the Mexican Crip Man.
My boy, do I look anything like him?
Not look like him, but you have like personality.
Are my raps anything like him?
But you feel me? Like,
no, I don't feel you. I don't ever put that on my name.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, he's a certain style of
Cass,
Crip.
Don't ever put that on my name.
Some people would say you're a certain style of gang member that is very enticing to people.
I'm really stepping out here, fool. I'm really stepping out here. I'm not saying he's not. I'm really stepping. I'm not C-Mac. C-Mac ain't gunplay.
He keeps a 55th Street.
I'm lefty gunplay. I keep it Kings. I've arrived. Thresh is Sureño gang on gang, like SGV. Like, bang, he's not like me and I'm not like him. Okay. When shit hits the fan and I don't got to be like you're the boy, you know what I'm saying? What the questions you wrote for me? You should have slid the questions to the OTR and my manager, huh?
To review it?
Hey, what's up with these guys? Interview done. No, I'm playing. Hey, what the fuck? Hey, what's this shit? This is a weapon, my boy.
It is.
Palabra, you feel happy with this shit? Whoa. Hey, you ever seen that movie Unfaithful? My boy, you know what I'm talking about? Unfaithful?
I think.
Where she cheated on her husband, Richard Gere.
Right.
But he's old and she's fucking her in the hallway. And Richard Gere goes home and he kills him with one of these shits?
Really?
That's what
you could definitely kill someone with this shit heavy as fuck.
That's why you got this shirt right there, huh? Nah, put a pillow. Hey, no, that's a good movie, though. Palabra, Unfaithful. Dead homies, fool. You seen that shit, Cash? Solis. Check that shit out.
Crip Mac always showed a lot of love to the Southsiders.
I love the Crips. I love the Crips. I love the Bloods.
Shout out them good Southside spreads.
Hold up. I love the criminals in the grooves.
You
know what I'm saying? I love the grooves, dog. I love the Hoovers, dog. I really love the Hoovers, dog.
You're leaving the Bloods out of this?
I like the Bloods. I just said the Bloods.
Oh, okay.
That's true. I love the Bloods. I love the Crips. I love the grooves. You know what I'm saying? Blood real tough in L.A. County Jail. With the Crip really, really tough in L.A. County Jail, and I've with the Hoover really, really tough. I've had real, I'm talking about friends. If I want to sit there, I've had friends from each neighborhood. I love black people. You know, it wouldn't be L.A. without blacks. You know what I'm saying? Blacks are blacks, dog. Differences aside, you know what I'm saying? We're the ones that make this shit, like blacks and Mexicans. Just, you got to go to L.A. County and just really see it for yourself and just see how it is, dog. But yeah, I get along with a lot of blacks. Like, those are the boys, dog. You know?
With the Woods?
No, not playing. I play. Hey, nah,
you put me in that box?
Hey, I play. Nah, you running with us, man.
Oh, okay.
On the game. Or you running with Crip Mac and him? Nah, you going to have it a little more rough over there. You going to run with us? Nah.
You think shit would be smoother with y'all?
You know what? There's not that many whites that many.
Why am I always planning out what I'm
doing? I'm not even worried about the fans that I lose. There's not that many whites in L.A. County Jail. If you go to a L.A. County dorm in Supermax, there's probably two of you, if not you by yourself.
Wow.
I swear, you're going to have the pad. On the way,
I'll have more room to like really chill and do activities and shit.
You're gonna be the Don, but you're gonna listen to the essays program because like the whites roll with the essays. You know what I'm saying? Like shout out to the whites and shit. You guys are a little bit more deeper. Hey, dog. Yeah, LA County's just crazy. It's just all blacks and Mexicans.
Yeah.
One white guy in the whole dorm.
Fingers crossed, I don't got to deal with that.
You might go.
What? I was watching you tell the story,
that mustache.
Right? It was the story about how you were with a girl and you had to basically pretend to be her cousin. And you were talking about it.
Okay.
You don't have to tell the whole story.
No, that bitch going to love this clout. That's my best friend right there. Shout out my homegirl, Brad, dog. Natalie, dog.
I just wanted the translation because when you were talking about it, you were saying you were a Fida man.
Hey, Sway,
What is that? What is Fida man?
Hey, Sway said her name is Natalie, but she in that. That's my homegirl, Brad, and shit. I was with Sway when he picked up and fucked her. Like, yeah, she the homegirl and shit. She a little thotty. Bitch, you a hoe. She my homegirl, but she a hoe, dog. Like, she put me on other shit. She's the one that made the OnlyFans. Like, she's just my dog, fool. Like, I don't love her. She don't love me. I haven't talked to her, been giving her that much attention since I got famous. But I've known her since I was younger, dog. Like, just You know, she just, like, put me on another shit. Like, she just made me get up on my feelings with hoes and like, turn me cold. I was already cold. I turned her, like, the way a man is. But that bitch is, like, she's just, like, a rider, fool. But I really think, dog, she did. I don't know. I'm not going to say what the fuck you stole from me, dog. I've known her my whole life. I thought she stole something from me. But she a bad bitch, dog. She is, dog. She hit me up today. Right now, I'll call her. That bitch will have a heart attack if I call her. I got famous. I just stopped paying attention to everybody. It's a small circle. Everybody can't go.
You hit her up. Keep her on the leash.
Yeah, you made me think about this. Hey, look, my phone's all cracked. I'm a ghetto-ass fool, but I got the iPhone right here. Don't get it twisted.
Make her think that there's still a chance.
I don't know. So what was the story?
Oh, well, I was just wondering why you kept saying that you were a feta man. I was trying to figure out what that meant.
That bitch likes it in the butt. She crazy.
What is feta, man?
On a set, hey, that's viral. Hey, that bitch is crazy, fool.
Anal?
For a bitch to like it in, that's also cure shit.
Yeah.
It's also cure. If for you to like it in the ass off the top, it's like, damn, bitch, you a hoe. Like you crazy. I like that, but it's like, bitch, you crazy. For them to off the jump, what's a feta, man? I like feet, pretty feet. If the bitch got ugly feet, I ain't with her. If the bitch is wearing shoes all day, I ain't with her. Trip on this story, dog. Listen to this. The bitch was bad as f-. She been at my house all day. Whatever. We on drugs, whatever. Hey, dog. Bitch, take a shower. We get in the shower. Bitch, I shower with my bitches. Hurry up for my mom or grandma catches. This is back in the day. Bitch goes in the shower with her socks on. But she's a bad bitch. Like, bitch, what the f***, bitch? Like, take your socks off. I don't give a f*** if I go viral for this shit. She was a bad bitch, dog. Gang of fools know her. I'm not going to put her out there. Bitch has some ugly ass feet when she took her socks off. You know what I told her? Bitch, get the fuck out on a set. Get
the feet were gross.
Yeah, but you asked me what a feet are? Yeah, if the bitch got ugly feet, I don't want to be with her. I don't got a foot fetish, but the feet got to be pretty because it's in my face when I'm beating it up. I don't want some man feet. No, big ass feet the same size as mine. I'm a size 9.5. I don't want no size 10 right there by my face. You want some 10s by your face? Hell nah.
Try not to, yeah.
You happy for it?
I f***ed the bitch who was taller than me one time.
That's a man, my boy.
6'4".
What's her name? That's a man.
Rocky.
That's a man.
I'm sorry, Rocky.
That's a baseball player from the fucking Dodgers.
She like 6'4".
Are you serious?
I'm 6'3".
Was she bad?
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
I got to see what she looked like.
She's crazy. She got a huge...
Let me see real
quick. She got Satan on her back.
She's a man, fool.
What's that? What's a boy?
Satan on her back. This fool's a freak. Did you put it down?
I mean, I did what I could. That's a lot of woman.
That's all you do, dog. You can do what you can, dog. You gave your all?
I did what I could.
That's why I feel like we're related, fool.
Yeah, because we just want to get f***ed up and bang chicks.
Yeah, fool. I don't know about all that. Hey, how do you feel?
Hey, there you go.
She don't look... Oh, she looks a little long, fool.
Right,
I mean,
there.
She looks a little long, fool.
That's me f***ing her.
She don't look... Damn, she got some big-ass legs, huh?
Search Rocky Emerson Adam 22 if you want to see what we're looking at right now.
You guys kind of got the same tats.
Same height, same
he ain't
tats.
He ain't capping.
I could play her in a movie.
Your
just
wife's,
shave the chest hair.
Your wife's better, dog.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
she
that.
She looks like a fucking, like, the, hey, I don't care. I don't want a video with her. She looks like the Slender Man.
Okay, here's her.
Skinny fool, huh?
This is her standing next to another porn star who's, like, a regular-sized human.
That ain't a regular-sized human, dog.
The other girl, she's pretty short.
That's the homie,
Joanna Angel.
Dog, that's way too short. That is way too short. That's like the shortest porn star they could get in a basketball player.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, she's huge.
That's Wilt Chamberlain.
I would not fuck her. I would not fuck her for
what?
Free.
You're missing
I
out.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I wouldn't fuck her for free.
She got that good.
She gonna choke me out with them legs and wrap them around my neck.
No, but literally, okay, her whole back is
6'7"?
Satan.
6'7"?
Satan with fake tits.
They don't look
her whole back.
I'm just focused on the lane, dog. She looks like she could touch the roof and change the air conditioner.
Yeah.
On the set, she's a little too long for me. Cash probably would. Cash tall. Hey, that's too tall for me, dog. I like the bitch of 5'1", 5'2". When she's like 5'6", I'll be like, damn, bitch, you a tall bitch. Like 5'6", 5'7", that's already tall. Like, I like, you know what I'm saying? I like 5'1", 5'2". I like to pick them up and just, I like a little bitch.
Are you a romantic or just straight thugging it?
I'm a pimp.
Mm.
Step, I ain't no simp. Fuck all bitches and all vatos, like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all these bitches. Fuck all these bitches. When you know it's love, you're going to find love. You're going to know it from that minute moment that you're in love with that bitch, dog. If it ain't that minute moment, you know, all these bitches are like, some of these bitches are worse than men, dog. You know, shout out to the ones that ain't, dog, but nah, I've been in love before. Fuck all bitches, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't fucking all these hoes either, but fuck every bitch. Fuck a bitch. Fuck her homegirl. Fuck you. I don't need her. Your get the out of here type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, who'd you beat up in prison that you made them shit all over themselves?
I shitted on the floor on a boobop before. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I'm going to leave it at that before. I'm going to leave it at that because I can talk about jail. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
What's a boobop?
It's just like.
That's a fight?
Yeah. It's just like somebody fucked up just getting whooped and shit in the hood. On the streets, you know what I'm saying? You know what a boobop is.
I know. I can kind of tell from the way you say it.
Everybody knows what a boobop is. My mom knows what a boobop is. Everybody knows what a boobop, like woo-wop, is on the game.
What's your favorite drugs?
My favorite drug is the rhino pill.
Oh, okay. Right.
My favorite drug is gangbanging. That's just the natural high to me. I swear to God, that's my natural high. Right now, I'm sober. I drank a little bit. Right now, I'm sober. I came over here sober. I really did. I slept last night. I woke up sober today. I did Molly the other day.
How long you sleep?
I did a long time on the game. How long did you sleep?
Probably 8 hours.
Did you dream about anything?
Not that I remember.
You want to know something? I dream more when I'm in prison.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. My cellies be telling me you be having some fucked up dreams, dog.
When I smoke weed before I go to bed, I don't dream. But if I don't smoke weed before I go to bed, I do dream.
How often do you smoke weed?
All day, every day for the most part.
Smoke weed every day, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Palabra, let's smoke a blunt after this shit, because I can't do a blunt right here. I'll take one hand, I'm fucked up.
Really?
That shit hits me, dog. I just did 9 years, dog. It throws me off in the studio. Like, when I go to studio, I just drink. I don't want to do drugs or anything. I'm just naturally just turned.
They didn't have a lot of weed in the prison?
Yeah, they got a lot of
K2 and shit.
They got everything, dog, in there. You got money, you get anything you want.
Right.
I'm saying a bag money runs the world, dog. Money makes this motherfucking world go round. At the end of the day, dog, what you're doing, what I'm doing, what he's doing, it's all about money, dog. What Sol is doing, what OTR's doing, what everybody's doing, it's all about money. Money makes the world go round. But just like you got it or you don't, you keep it, you know. I think I got it, dog. I know I got it. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm the hardest. I know I'm gonna touch a million off this shit. Mm-hmm. I really do, dog. All them comments, hey, I promise you, dog, I'm gonna be coming back for another interview. I'm touching back a million off this shit.
Let's do it.
I'm breaking barriers for the homies and for the essays. I'm harder than you know what? I'm not gonna say, dog. I think I'm harder than a lot of rappers, all races. There's rappers that are harder than me. Don't get me, you know, wrong. When you want to say all races, there's some people at the top. Hell yeah, fools like Draco the Riddler on the roof, motherfuckers like that. X4 hard too. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like. Dog, don't forget about me, dog, because I'm Mexican. Hey, throw me in that category, too. You really pay attention to my numbers, what I'm doing? I got 160,000 in 8 days off an iPhone video with the homie. Off a bitch. I picked up, like, one of my little bitches I picked up with her car. 180,000 views in 9 days. You know what I'm saying? 100,000 views in 10 days. Like, so my numbers are kind of similar to X4's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Jap's numbers. Mm-hmm. Some of these successful... You know, artists that are like that. So you got to give the homie his. And everything I do is organic. I didn't pay for no views. OTR didn't pay. I barely signed with OTR. These are my fans, dog. OTR just gives me that steroids in my shit. You know what I'm saying? OTR just, they give me a team. I got a PR. I don't know what the fuck a PR is, but I tell bitches, hey, I tell bitches all the time, I got a PR, bitch.
When I was a kid, it was a Puerto Rican.
Shout out Rosecrans Vic, man. I got a PR.
That's
now.
Your PR?
Yeah, Rosecrans Vic
shout
is my PR.
Vic, good guy. Yeah.
We won't sue your ass if you act up. I don't know what the fuck he does, but he does shit like that. I got a PR. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got Solis. I got an engineer. Shout out Zay. South Treasy Matt Breaks, you know what I'm saying? I got a whole team behind
public
me.
Relations for the
I
record.
Got Shooters on Go. He's my camera guy. Like, he right there. That fool shot Sway. He does all Sway videos. He does lefty gunplay videos. It's like everything I do is like I got a team, dog. Everybody. That's what OTR does for me. They give me the steroids on my they give me the A-Rod. Now I'm A-Rod, you know what I'm saying?
We gotta just make sure you don't get locked up and you don't get anything else bad happening.
You hear that, Solis, man? It's my mom's fault, mom. You don't want to sign. The OTR offered me already an apartment, but my mom's just like, I'm not going to sign it under my name. What the fuck you going to do over there? Like, motherfucker, you want me to stay in the hood then still? It's like, just, she's crazy, dog. I hope she finally wakes up. She says that she doesn't believe how, like, famous I am. Like, because everywhere I go with these guys, like, can I get a picture real quick? Like, it's like, okay, cool. I've seen it before, but like my mom, when I'm, can I get? But she's like, what the fuck? Like, she just looks at me like a fucking like troublemaker. Like, oh, this fool ain't shit.
I think you got the city behind you right now.
I got the area behind me.
Oh yeah.
I got all SUV behind me. I got a lot of LA behind me. I really do. I got other states behind me. Like a lot of fans from other states like tapping in. But for sure, I got fucking Southern California behind me. Jeez. I'm the new face, the king of the South. Mm. I really am, dog. I really am the king of the South right now. You bring the rapper to me that's Mexican is giving me bar for bar, view for view. I'll smoke him. Run it up. Run it up, dog. We dropped the same video, dog. You give him the same beat. I get the same beat. Run it up. I'm from OTR for a reason. Not because I suck. I got Chito Ranas on my label, dog. That's a big reason why I signed with OTR. You know what I'm saying? I got Chito Ranas, Lefty Gun. Chito Ranas shaking up the internet, dog. Free the frog, man.
I was supposed to interview him mad long ago.
I guess my label told me that we're the complete opposites, man. But that's a legend right there.
He's low-key. He's chill.
He low-key. I'm high-key.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He hard, I'm hard. He low-key, I'm high-key. He's from Sacramento, I'm from L.A. Mm. It's just a transit. It goes and shit. So I guess when we got a recording shit, I got to go in one room and record my shit. And Solis got to walk me out and let him go in because I don't want to piss him off, dog. Because I'm just off the walls in that motherfucker.
I like it, though, that you're coming for the top spot and you're making it clear that you're trying to be number one.
I am number one.
Because I think that kind of competition is good.
No. A lot of rappers tell me, like, you bring the competition. I am number one. I don't give a fuck what nobody says, dog. I am number one. And I really am. I'm not delusional. I'm number one right now. Mm. I'm the best Latino. I'm on no jumper for a reason. Not because I'm a cat. Yeah, because whatever the fuck. I act up. I got character. Cool. But I'm fucking rap good, dog. I got bars. I'm number one right now. I'm doing it. I'm doing numbers, dog. Oh, he got 140. Motherfucker, you get 146,000 in 9 days. And you tell me how you do that. Off
you just came out.
Yeah, I just got out 30 days ago.
Real views.
50,000 followers on the gram, dog, in 30 days. Get the fuck up off me, dog. 4,000 on each pose, dog. On the game. I'm shutting shit down. I got real fans, dog. Shout out to all my fans, dog. But, like, I'm just... Hey, dog. I'm done with it right there. I leave it right there. I'm the best Latino rapper right now. Essays, Latino rapper, L.A. I'm him. I really am. I swear to God, I'm him, dog. And if you don't, you're fucking bullshitting. And I'll ride by it, die by it, slide by it. I'm the hardest, dog.
Hardest essay ever.
Right now, yeah. I am. No, not ever, but I will be.
She thought I put my leg up in her.
No. No. Okay, that was pretty hard.
No, you don't know Peso Peso?
Who's this bitch right here?
Texas.
Oh, look at Natalie.
Natalie back.
Yeah, on the set. What's up with this bitch right here? She's on video chat. Look, do we got a motherfucking Wi-Fi in this bitch?
You got that thing on your screen so you can see it from the side.
What the fuck is this shit? Ain't no Wi-Fi up in that bitch. Hey, tell that bitch call again. That bitch,
Natalie.
She'll start dropping that shit right now.
We do have Wi-Fi.
She'll start popping it. I got the password. I got Wi-Fi right here.
Let's go holler at Natalie. This has been a great interview.
I'll call her right now. I'm going
to
tell her.
I'm trying to meet all your hosts.
Hey, look, you ain't hard for hearing me right now. OTR Records told me shut the fuck up. They wrote me messages too. So let's say, hey, keep it down. Nah, put a pedal. Hey, look at all my messages. Look at my DM. Why don't you see a famous man? You don't got to like me.
No, you got hoes in here.
You
got
to trim your eyebrows, dog.
Do I?
That motherfucker. Are long.
I was thinking that too. I'm about to get a haircut.
You know what you got? You got that Wolverine shit going for you.
Yeah.
My boy, you got blue eyes? You got lucky, fool. It skips a generation. You got kids? Do they come out with blue eyes?
My kid got blue eyes too, yeah.
Does he really?
Her, but yeah.
That's right. And it was the first kid? Because my dad got blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody got it, so he must not be my dad then, huh?
Do Mexicans ever have blue eyes?
My boy, I'm looking at one right now. You.
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah, my boy. I'm looking at one
I'll be happy to be up in the mix. Yeah.
My boy, you're on the same list with me.
You think I should start a food page?
My boy, you got to know jump rock, dog. If it ain't broken, don't fix it, dog. I think you should do the, never mind. I'm not going to tell you because you don't steal my ideas. You don't steal my ideas.
Food jumper. Just start like a...
Hey, you see the fat-ass OTR chain?
That's pretty good, dude.
Hey, you see this?
Yeah.
Where's your chain at?
I don't rock jewelry.
Why not?
No watch.
Why?
I got the wedding ring.
My boy, I don't rock a watch either. And I don't rock the wedding ring.
But you're probably going
to
get one, right?
I got a wedding ring. Yeah. Two of them.
You
I got
married in the streets.
I got married in Afghanistan. I got hoes for days, wives, 30 wives. What's to say where they let you marry a gang of wives? You know what? You know what's flying to me?
Utah.
I want to get a fiance.
Well, then that would become a wife in time, right?
Hey, you know what? Let me tell one of these. Which one would I be? Would you marry? Are you in love?
Yeah.
Love is cool, dog. It is, dog. When you love something, like you love your body and shit, like you go to endless boundaries for that. I haven't found that. That's probably why I'm not happy. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't got that bitch and shit. They just like, hey, are you home at night? Are you good? Like, just like. You know what I'm saying? Just fuck all these bitches.
I mean, if you find the right girl, she's going to keep you
but
out the streets.
But you're going to know it. You're going to know
she's
it.
She's going to stop having you mess around with all these nasty-ass hoes. She's going to keep you from doing too many drugs. She's going to make you food, tuck you in bed at night.
That's right.
Sounds good, right?
I'm one with the fuck you got, dog. I do. My homie Cash got that too, man.
I keep missing the pound.
Solis got that too, man. That's what the fuck I want. That's what
is he still stuck on the pound because that shit used to be the thing? But I'm like, I feel like we slowly stopped doing the pound after we... Because when I first moved to L.A., it was all bow. And now I don't do it anymore.
Pound game?
The pound, I feel like the pound went away to me.
I'm the main head.
But I'm wondering if everybody else stopped doing the pound too, or if it's
just
me. What
is the pound game?
No, the pound after you dap up and then you pound.
Oh, what a bitch? What a bitch? You talking about what a bitch?
No, with anyone.
Hey, look, oh, you ain't hard for posting us right now. Me and you sitting on the table.
Oh, for real?
They got you looking ugly, though. Dude. You look ugly on
what
it.
What the fuck, really?
Can you check it out? No, you look good, man.
Oh, they're recording out there. Look at
you
that.
You look good. I want to dye my hair the same color you did.
Yeah?
Yeah, we look
my
good,
man.
My
hair's not that.
I'm not going to post it, but we go viral, dog. You're going to get more views than any of the... I want to say that I'm going to get a lot of views for you.
Okay. That, I'm viral. That works. But let's find a bitch for you to fuck on the couch, too.
You want to do that?
If you're trying to get in the porn game, I'm trying to shepherd you in.
I could do that.
I'll be your manager.
Palabra? Hey, what the... let me ask you one question. Hey, this is a real question.
What's palabra?
What is La Habra?
La Habra. Puerto Pelo. Harbor Boulevard.
Hey, what's up with nah, we're gonna talk about this in person. I don't wanna get in trouble, but I'm serious about this shit. He knows I'm serious. Cash knows I'm serious. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna talk and shit. OTR, we gotta talk too. Cause I'm from a label now, but I really another bag, Solis. Run that porn up on the gang. I'll f bitches that are on porn.
They're not gonna let you do porn.
Yeah, they will.
Mm.
It, my boy. Nah, they're gonna let me do this rap shit first and run it up and get my bag with Chitoranas.
The one thing they always say is that the Southsiders run a tight program, and I'm pretty sure that within that means
we
no
do
porn.
We do run a tight program.
If I'm wrong, cool.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right. Why? Do you know the history on this? Did the last guy that tried to do porn got killed?
Is that true?
Hey, no, I'm gonna leave it at that, dog.
I've heard I never heard that.
But I never. You're right. I never seen a Mexican doing porn like that. I really look at it. That's crazy, huh? I guess I'm gonna be the first one.
Gang.
What the fuck, bro? Are you mad? I'm gonna be the first one, bro.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in, bro. Lefty Gunplay, the next top superstar out of LA.
I already am, man. Hey, look out for that Adam 22.
Baldwin Park.
Hey, leave another plug. Lefty Gunplay, Adam 22, Sex Talk. They're homies.
You want her to be here next time?
I mean, I want to do the knock the other one out, dog. Hey, shout out to your wife, man. I want what you guys got, dog.
Feel free to take the flashlight to the bathroom.
I don't think she's sexy. Everybody's saying shit like that. Like, hey, get at him, nah, dog. Hey, respect you guys both, dog. You guys are both doing it, dog. You know what I'm saying? You guys are both doing it, self-made and this shit. Like, never touch a showcase.
I got a vision for my future. Me, my girl, and Lefty Gunplay, and we are moving around in these streets.
Yeah, let's run it
making
up.
Making moves. And Jenny 6ix9ine, too.
Oh, run it up. Mm. Jenny, you heard that? Run that shit up. Hey, just moving around, dog.
Moving around.
Yeah, I need these headphones for my studio, fool.
We in the Sprinter. We got the good security. We smoking loud ass dope.
Hey, Solis, put that shit in Jenny 6ix9ine's ear, dog. Adam 22, Nina the plug, Lefty the gun, man, and Jenny 6ix9ine running around all the Rasa communities and just tapping in, seeing what's up with all the strip clubs, seeing what's up with all the good food places, seeing what's up with all the... We go... Never mind, I was going to say...
I need Jenny 6ix9ine's music career to fall off so she can start doing porn, though.
I'll do porn way here. I'll stop this shit right now.
But she's not going to do that as long as the music's doing
good. I'll get on my contract with OTR. You could buy me out. And me and Jenny 6ix9ine will start doing porn on a gang.
Now, that's $1 million
idea. She'll never do that, though. She's married and she's happy, and that's cool. Shout out to her, dog. But that sounds like $1 million idea. Mm. It really does. That sounds like some Kim K, Ray J shit.
Sorry, Miss 6ix9ine. We're just joking around.
The Kim K, Ray J, the essay version. But she ain't going to do that, though. But, hey, it's a money scheme, though, dog. At the end, I'm about a bag, dog. For $1 million, dog. That's $1 million plan. The gunman and 6ix9ine. That sounds cool. On like, what Adam 22 and Lena the plug riding around, dog. In a tour bus. Let's get it done.
I appreciate you, dog. Much love. Lefty Gunplay going crazy. Make sure you tap in. No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Comment, subscribe, my shit. OTR, Lefty Gunplay. Don't cut me off, motherfuckers. On the game.